DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Emilio.
This is Chi.
And this is Chad, back in San Diego.
And yep. We love it. Welcome back.
Joining thank you. I'm disappointed about the lack of crotch viewing here, but that's all right. We'll put up with it.
No crotch watch
this week. Well, you just got to do it manually.
That's true. Mm. Oh, by the way, I drove 3 hours down here. I'm going to drive 3 hours back. I've pissed off my girlfriend for being down here. I've inconvenienced Emilio and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's
girl. Hope he's saying he's never coming back. Are you never coming back?
No. I'm just saying, shit. You listeners better appreciate this, that I'm down here doing this podcast here live in San Diego, because it was a lot of effort. So,
My boyfriend doesn't get upset every time I'm like, hey, babe, I'm going to go be in a small room with three good-looking guys.
Hey, and, but he knows all of us.
One black leather couch. Yeah, no, just kidding.
And a video camera and lots of audio equipment. Yeah, so I'm trying to do this once a month, but we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So before we get into it, let's give a shout out to some Patreons. We got two new ones this week. Thank you very much, Josh and Exaris.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. While we're on Patreon, do we want to bring up the Elite MILF thing right now?
Oh, yeah. Elite MILF, we're not going to play video games with you, but...
No, we will if we want.
What is wrong with you?
I'm joking. Oh. She asked for an ESL channel, and so many of you guys play, so we made a brand new text channel in our Discord for ESL type stuff.
We should call it LeeSL.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
The edits are coming.
Yeah, ESLEE.
Yeah, but we do appreciate Elite MILF, helping us out so much with the money, and also
not just the money, but she's bringing in ESL streamers and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Leet. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, so Chad, you got some news, right? What's been going on?
Oh, okay. So obviously moved up to LA and then immediately kind of bounced out of the podcast for a week. It was my birthday. The first thing I wanted to bring up is I got a Fitbit for my birthday. I know Chi and Emilio.
It's funny because you're still fat.
I know. That's weird.
Gosh.
It's weird how that
happened. Lost weight, guys. Lost weight.
So Chi's been pumping the fitness and lifestyle and fitness chat channel. Thank you. What do you guys think about the Fitbit? Are you guys on board with it? Did you guys use it? Have you guys had one?
I have never used a Fitbit, and at the same time, I've never really tracked progression very well, but I imagine if there's anything that helps you kind of keep routine and you can see your progress, it makes you feel good. It keeps you, fully aware at all times of like kind of where you're at. And I think that just enhances or just puts you in a position to succeed, really. Yeah, setting yourself up for success.
So the two things that I've liked about this is you can set up notifications. If you have a desk job like I do, it will remind you every hour to like go and move.
Basically, that watch is like saying, I'm a fancy fat ass.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a really nice looking Fitbit, and it's expensive. How much did it?
It's probably a $500 Fitbit.
My girl got it for me. The other thing that is really cool is it tracks your sleeping pattern, which I didn't know Fitbits do. Mm-hmm. So it'll track whether you're in REM sleep, if you're light sleep or deep sleep.
Grinding your teeth?
It doesn't track grinding teeth,
okay.
Which I do. But I think it's really cool that it'll track your sleep pattern. I know this has nothing to do with games, but we talk
about
health
to say,
every once in a while.
I think
it has a lot to do with games because
it's kind of gamifying your life.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it can have competition with your friends because you see them and you're like, I'm going to outwhack that
motherfucker. I've purposely been walking places instead of like doing other things to get my numbers up.
Yeah. Who else do you know has a Fitbit?
So my girl bought one at the same time that she bought one for me.
Awesome.
So we're doing it together.
It's a great couple's.
So if anybody else is doing Fitbit, let me know so I can add you as a friend. And we'll compete against each other.
Look for the new Fitbit channel.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to talk about it on Lifestyle Fitness.
And we're going to get in shape because pre-podcast recording, I was talking about how we have posters coming out and how our next poster should be us looking all fit, like an esports team in jerseys.
Yeah.
So, like, let's set up the expectation that once everybody starts looking a lot better, and hopefully before the holidays hit, let's do it.
I lost you at
the holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
Fit like an esports team.
Yeah,
that's where you lost me, Chief.
Well, okay, no, like
a really fit esports.
Okay,
team.
Yeah, of okay. course. I really there are some really good looking esports guys. Come on,
it's surprising. Like I've been watching a lot of esports, a ton of esports. League of Legends, Dota 2, Heroes of the Storm. Almost, I think I've seen one fat guy in all the esports. It's crazy.
We would break the internet though if Bobby were shirtless. If I actually turned
right
around
now,
and showed my ass, like nobody knows what my butt looks like.
Yeah,
and then like you and your bro tank.
My bro
and
tank.
And then Emilio, we gotta figure out what we want to do with you. You should just wear a banana hammock, and then we'll call it a day.
That'll work.
Yeah. Anyways,
Chad's bigger soft. I'm bigger hard.
Yeah.
Depends which one's important to you.
Bobby, we've just embarrassed Bobby already. The other thing that's going on in my life is I officially got a job. I am working for another video game company, which I will not divulge who it is, but I'm working for another one, so you don't have to worry about me. I do have a job. I start next week, so I'm excited about it.
It's a very good video game company.
Yeah, I'm
we'll leave it at that.
I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. So
congratulations to you.
Thank you. I was expecting a couple more weeks off than I ended up getting.
Moogle Mike, you got to tear all your shit down trying to figure out where he used to work and start a whole new yarn and map system.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Cool. I'm glad your therapy hour is over.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some games that we got our eye on. Chad, you got quite a few on this list.
Okay, so I got a little... So I'm not working right now, so I had some extra time. So I decided to do Chad's 5 Games game. So these are 5 games that came out this week on Steam. The way this is going to work is you guys are going to shut up and not respond. I'm going to give a quick blurb. While I'm giving a quick blurb, Bobby is going to do a video of the game.
I'm
going to
pee.
No, you're doing all this. So I'm going to give all 5, and then after the 5, I just want you to say which game of the 5 you would most want to get and why.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
So you're going to listen to all 5. All right. Bobby, please set us up on the first one, and I will go right now. Right. First one up, 20XX. These are all came out this week on Steam, by the way. 20XX, a Mega Man side-scrolling roguelike with 16-bit graphics. It features local and online co-op, procedural levels, and over 100 power-ups. It's going for $11.99 right now. It came out this week. Next one up, Darkwood, a top-down single-player survival horror game. It features a dark storyline and randomly generated woods with day-night cycles. Explore by day and survive by night.
Can I get some gameplay?
It costs $13.49 right now on sale. Next up, Tree of Life, an open-world sandbox MMO. It is a class-based system with 21 class combinations. Collect, craft, and fight as you work together and defend your land from AI enemies or become the villain and destroy the village. We're going right now for $13.99. Next up is Observer, a first-person horror game set in a cyberpunk dystopian future. You play as an observer who hacks into memories and fears to punish the guilty, but beware, the fears can fight back. This one's going for $29.99. This is our most expensive one of the week. And last one up, Nidhogg 2, a 1-versus-1 side-scrolling action game. The sequel features 4 different weapons and 10 different stages. Play against AI, against local or online opponents. Adds a ton of character visual customization. It is going for $13.49. So again, 20XX, Darkwood, Tree of Life, Observer, or Nidhogg 2. They all came out this week. Which one do you guys pick if you were going to buy a game?
PUBG.
No, you got to pick one of these 5.
Oh, sorry. Nidhogg 2.
Nidhogg 2, why do you go Nidhogg 2?
Because I'm drunk and it's the last one I saw.
Okay, fair enough.
That's all he remembers.
No, honestly, I really like Nidhogg, and I love the way that their artistic style is going in, so I hope it's just as fun. And Nidhogg, even though I only played the other one a couple hours at best, that's the one I would buy. Although 20XX is probably in second place.
Okay, and it is a roguelike, 20XX, mm-hmm. with procedural levels.
Side-scrollers aren't really my thing.
But. Yeah, I know.
All right, can you guess what I want?
I would guess Tree of Life for you.
No, hello, Observer.
Okay.
I want the really badass looking, you know, obviously there was money pumped into this, $29.99, yep. most expensive option. Just recently be Outlast, this one here. Seems like very Soma.
Yes, exactly.
So,
yes,
and Soma was one of my favorite games that I beat this year. And I, or was that last year? Anyways, I would prefer Observer just because it just looks high quality and really fucked up. And I'm all about that.
All right, Bobby.
I'm going to go with Observer 2.
Ooh. Yeah.
Out of all the games, it looks like the most complete. And I don't know. I'm not really into the roguelike side scroller. Like all the other games, I feel like I've played those games before, just in different versions. Plus, Observer is made by Bloober Team. That's the name of the developers. I mean,
they made something else that
Layers
is
of Fear.
Yeah,
Layers of Fear. Oh, I've heard really good things about Layers of Fear. Yeah. I think I wanted that at one point.
If I were to go with it, I would probably go with Darkwood. I don't know. I just like the aesthetic with the top down.
It was intriguing. All of these are pretty intriguing, actually.
Yeah. The reason I brought this up is because there was a lot of games on Steam that I was like, wow, we haven't talked about this. And I didn't want to make it a whole thing about it, so I tried to get through all five of them as quick as I could.
Let me interject real quick. Fastidious is spamming our Discord as he usually does. That monkey says, are you drunk or high or speed or on coke or what? He says, listen here. Yes and yes.
True.
So I just want to let everybody know on Discord what's going on there.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to bring up as far as games coming out this week, Agents of Mayhem is a $60 game that came out this week, and it's not getting great reviews, and I'm not sure, I don't think we should recommend it. None of us have played it yet, but...
Why are you bringing it up?
The trailer that's on Steam for this is fucking sweet as shit. So I watched the trailer, I was like, yep.
7 out of 10.
I'm going to buy this game, and then I started reading some reviews, and I was like, well, maybe I'm not going to buy this game. But if it was just based on the trailer, I would have bought this fucking game.
So, you know what's funny is this is made by Deep Silver, and we had this exact same problem with the first Dead Island game. It had one of the most amazing trailers we had seen mm-hmm. at the time, and everybody bought it on that alone. And then the game, I liked the game, but it wasn't quite what everyone was expecting, and there were a lot of bugs. But yeah, they recently had a Humble Bundle, maybe about a month or two ago, where you could pre-purchase this game and pretty much everything else that Deep Silver had made for a pretty good price too. I did not pre-purchase this game, though. I just didn't think I'd play it. It looked a lot like Saints Row. I don't know. That's what it crossed me as.
Yeah. No. This is the same people that the team that made this game is the same one that's doing Saints Row. So. Anyways, that's what I have on the radar. What else do we got on the radar?
Nice job on that, dude.
Yeah.
Sonic
Super
Mania.
Blood Hockey?
We're starting from top to bottom.
Yeah, we're all over the board.
Sonic Mania, everybody has been talking about this game. It's supposedly the best Sonic game in 15 years. And I had kind of heard about it, but I didn't really know much about it until I listened to PC Gamer's podcast, and they were just going on and on about it. Brought it up in Discord, and everybody kind of confirmed what everyone else was saying. So I don't know. I'm interested. It's $17.99 right now on Steam. That does seem a little steep.
Is it a new game, though, or is it a remake of old games?
No, it's a new game, but I think it might have old games.
It's like included. An homage, so to speak.
Yeah.
Can you link the live podcast channel in our chat channel? Because some people were looking for it.
Yeah, my biggest question for this is it 2D or 3D Sonic? And it looks like it's 2D Sonic.
Yeah, that's
back
what
to
I was,
its roots.
That's what I was saying. Like, it looks like it's old school. So I was just wondering, it's a brand new game, right? There's mm-hmm. no.
It's old school graphics, though. It looks like Sega graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah, all new adventure with Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, full of unique bosses, rolling 2D landscapes, fun and classic gameplay.
I can't imagine this is fun.
Well, I love Sonic.
You're not a platformer.
Sonic is great. Sonic is good. And if there's co-op in this, this would be a lot of fun. I remember, I think I told you guys when I went up to Lake Tahoe and all I had was an old Sega Genesis, my boyfriend and I beat Sonic Adventure 2 in one sitting. It was so short. So having
Sonic
something,
Mania.
Yeah, Sonic Mania, if there's co-op involved in this, is there?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be a lot of fun. It's the good old classic side-by-side local co-op that a lot of people grew up with, and it's a great way to return to, thing to return to, I think.
I was never one to really get into Sonic. I never owned a Genesis.
I never enjoyed a Sonic game.
I never owned a Genesis, so...
Yeah, that's probably why. I think when it goes on sale a little bit more, I'll pick it up. I just got, you know, so many other games to play right now, and it's not at the top of my list. I'll tell you what it is, though. Jurassic World Evolution.
Oh, shit. Dinosaurs!
Somebody linked this in Discord. I forget who linked it.
It was announced at Gamescom, I believe. So as soon as the news broke and the trailer was shown, then everyone was talking about it. But yeah, it's like a sim game. It's like a like an amusement park building game, except it's Jurassic Park.
Oh god.
Oh, we got audio. Hold up.
Sorry, guys.
Oh boy.
Do you like Jurassic Park?
Oh man. Yeah.
Do you like simulations?
Obviously, I'm excited about this game. This is a game that I feel like I've always wanted. You know, like, why haven't they done this yet? And I was looking online, and a lot of people were comparing it to a game called Operation Genesis, which came out in 2003, which looks like the exact same thing, but a 2003 version.
Mm.
Just a park simulator with dinosaurs.
And they obviously didn't have the Jurassic World or the Jurassic Park IP attached to it, right?
No, they did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was Jurassic Park Operation Genesis was the full title of that. But here's the question that I have. Like, the whole crux of the story with Jurassic Park is the dinosaurs break loose and havoc, you know.
And that's what the trailer had.
Bobby, nature finds a way.
Yeah, nature does find a way.
No, nature finds a way.
Have you ever been to those haunted, almost like haunted hotel, haunted Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights or anything like that, where there's actors on the actual, like on the pavement, just walking. You just think
haunted trail, does it?
Yeah,
haunted trail in the Haunted Mansion downtown. Yeah. Those are expensive.
I went to Universal Studios and they had so many actors just like side by side next to you. You're just walking, ready to get your fried Oreos, and then one person would just like, you'd walk through a smoke screen and somebody would get in your face and terrify you. Like normally when you're waiting in line or actually going through. Going through the actual it's almost like the maze,
I guess.
Like you anticipate being scared, but Universal Studios did it so well where they scared you. Can you imagine a theme park where they had dinosaurs like just run at you, but not really, obviously they're not going to eat you, but just like get in your face and chase you down? Can you imagine all the kids crying? All the babies crying. Like, it would be...
Oh, so, kids crying.
I don't know. It'd be pretty entertaining.
Bobby, are you going to make a scary theme park or a...
No. Well, you know, the best ones to go to are the ones in Universal Studios because, you know, it's Hollywood. And
anywhere LA related.
Yeah, there's a bunch of actors there. So, yeah, they have some of the best ones. If you go on Halloween, Universal Studios is a great place to go to on Halloween. Also, Circus Circus in Las Vegas. I don't know if they still do, but when I last went maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they had the same thing. The entire area is just sectioned off into different, like, haunted trails, basically.
Like Hollywood. Hollywood. Oh my god.
Hollywood?
No.
Holly Vale. Holly Dale. Holly, go lightly.
Never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Halloween? Hollywood Studios night. You've been there?
Yeah.
Cool. I might do that this year.
Yeah. It's
good. Hey, you got a place to stay
Universal
if you need
Studios
to.
Studios like 3 times in the last 2 years, so I'm a little burnt out on it. But yeah, that's the best night to go.
There's too many Hollies in that sentence for me.
So I was a little disappointed. It seemed like a top-down perspective. and I would have appreciated kind of a different perspective from the
what? Well, the trailer. Question everyone's asking is that
we're talking about this. Can you Jurassic Park?
The Jurassic Park game. The question everyone's asking is, can you go into some sort of like viewing mode? Like, if you get in a helicopter and fly around, or can you walk around? I think in Operation Genesis, you could actually walk around your park physically.
That's so nice. This game, the only thing about it outside of it being a theme park simulator is it only Jurassic themed? Is that the only Jurassic appeal to it? Are there actual?
Yes, that is the only
reason why
appeal.
Is that the reason why I brought up the whole like Halloween Horror Nights people scaring you thing is like, I wonder if you can let the dinosaurs loose.
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's what I was saying. You know, the whole crux of the story in Jurassic Park is the dinosaurs break loose, they wreak havoc. And is this game designed that way where that is something that's going to happen? Or is the idea to keep that from happening? Like, is that like a disaster event? You know, in a lot of these games, you have disaster events like a tornado or something.
Yeah, it's got to be disaster events.
It's got to be, yeah. Unless you're Chi, where you just lock somebody in.
No. Chi just unlocks everything and just lets shit happen.
No bathroom, no food, yep. T-Rex.
Yep.
Don't come to my theme park.
Yeah, seriously. She creates a pool and then takes the ladder away, so everybody's just sitting in the pool.
But you know what?
Drowning.
I'll make sure to have the fried Oreos, so.
Yeah. It makes up for the dinosaur eating my face off.
Oh, man.
All right. The last game I wanted to bring up, this is probably one nobody cares about but me. A long time ago, back when Nintendo was the console everyone was playing.
Yeah, Ice Hockey.
There was a game called Ice Hockey. And now there is, you know, all these games keep popping up where they're like, they're not the original game, but they're remade and they're just so close to the original. But this one's called Super Bloody Hockey. I'm going to pull this up.
Ice Hockey was the one where you had three body types, right? The tall, skinny dude.
The short guy, the fat guy,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So this looks like the exact same thing, except when you hit people, like little pixelated blood shoots out. But it looks like the same type of deal here. I don't know. $5.99, I may just buy that.
It looks like a lot of fun.
I'm a little surprised, Bobby. Are you into hockey?
No, I played a lot of sports games when I played consoles. There was a Sega Saturn hockey game.
They
that
do
I was
like
really
group
into.
Fights. The fuck?
And it's up to four-player co-op. That's cool. Or multiplayer, I'm sorry.
Bobby, do I not remember correctly that you were in a hockey league for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I played hockey for two seasons. Yeah.
So when Chad says you're not into hockey.
How young were you when you played hockey? Was it?
It was like an adult league. I was
that's cool.
22 or something.
I used to roller.
Roller hockey?
Okay.
It's very different. You know, a lot of people think that they're closely related because of Mighty Ducks 2, Knuckle Puck, you know what I'm talking about. But ice skating is very different than inline skating.
True.
And it doesn't really transfer over like that.
But you didn't answer me.
Most fun I've ever had playing a sport. I played a lot of sports. Hockey is the most fun that I've ever played, but it's so expensive with all the gear and everything.
I was just going to say, like, my boyfriend's a huge hockey fan. And
huge.
The only thing that's really preventing him from getting back into it, playing in an adult league, is that it's too damn pricey.
It's got to be $500, right?
At least for gear alone.
For gear?
Well, you buy used gear, you get a
pretty more than $500 probably.
Yeah. I mean, if you're buying brand new gear, it's going
to
be a hell of a
Welcome back to Hockey Prices Weekly.
But I used to, even on the Sega Genesis, there was a hockey game that I played a lot, but I played Madden. I played a lot of
the NHL
games.
Like 98s, 97s, those are the ones where you can make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed. Those were like the fun ones. Those are the ones that are the vertical ones, though, right? This one's horizontal. Ice hockey and this new game, they're all horizontal. The ones that I played were all vertical.
How about,
like, you go up and down?
If you don't care about hockey, wouldn't FIFA be the choice here? Because FIFA's so...
No. Coming from me I honestly do not like sports games at all. Anything where you need to kind of have a knowledge of the game, like the sport itself, and I'm trying to play it. I just don't like it. It's, but with what we were looking at here at the Super Bloody Hockey thing, it looked like a lot of fun. It's back and forth, and it looks
like
more of
a party
brawl.
Game.
Yeah, it's like a brawl versus, you know, being technical, because there's a lot of strategy in football games.
Football is, you can't make a party game out of a football.
No.
But this you could, because it's like nonstop. And if you took out like icing and you took out offsides, it's just you guys fighting. It's like you're just
a party game.
You're fighting over the puck. That's all it is.
Yeah. I may just grab that one this week. I mean, it's only $6. What the hell? But I got a feeling it's going to be one that I load up. I play for a little bit, and then it's just very short-lived. But, hey, we'll see. Maybe you'll hear about it next week.
$6. 2 or 3 hours is worth the $6.
Yeah,
right?
Take a chance. Why not?
And you can play it in between rounds of League of Legends or HOTS or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the game that just about all of us played.
Wait, we're going to do sound effects for each new segment now, right? The big story.
As Amelia almost spills his drink. That's awesome.
Bobby loved that. You do that every week because yeah. He was really excited about that.
If Bobby exactly wasn't stressed like before, yeah. He is now because it, like any like sound of liquid flying.
I'm going to do each one. I'm drunk. I'm going to do each one.
Okay. Can't wait for around that all of
I'm
his
excited for this. All right.
They have to be different.
Yeah, but.
All right, so the big story this week, Escape from Tarkov is a game that we've all had a chance to play, except for Chad.
Yes.
So, where do we even start with this game? Emilio tried to explain it last week, and we had some difficulty understanding it. So I was like, I've got to play this game. I want to see what it's about. I kind of liked where it was going. It seemed like it was Battle Royale, but it did a few things differently. So,
it's you start us off.
How would you describe the game?
So,
If you would summarize how the game is, what would you say?
It is like a battle royale game, but the biggest difference between this and like everybody's favorite PUBG is that you go into the game with equipment that you choose. You choose a loadout going into the game, and you are gambling with that. If you die, people can take that from you, and you don't get it back. You can get insurance on that, and if no one takes it, then I guess you can retrieve it.
There's a chance. If nobody picks it up, there's like a 50% chance you might get it back.
Okay.
But insurance is not that expensive.
Okay.
Anyway,
see, that's the thing. If I could give it a short summary, I would not compare it to Battle Royale because the point of Battle Royale is starting with nothing, finding loot, and being the last man standing. Sure. With this one here, from what I understand, you go in with the loot you have. You try to kill people to upgrade your loot. But then you can always even leave the game earlier by making it to the escape point.
Right.
So basically, mm-hmm. you can end the game or win the game or not even win at all just by going in and leaving just because you're afraid to die or anything else. So with this one, I feel like it's a survival scavenger game with killing and looting and then, of course, just upgrading your character time and time again.
I had a question from last week because I listened to the podcast, obviously. You got 10 new people that have never joined.
Yep.
Everybody goes into the
map. You start with some pistols and stuff.
Everybody's got the starting pistols and stuff.
Okay.
So after that game, nobody makes anything.
No, you get pistols.
Okay, so I kill Bobby and Emilio and Chi, and I grabbed all their pistols. Okay, so I've got 3 extra pistols. I get out of the map, then I can sell those pistols for some cash, yep. And then I could turn that into an AK.
Yes.
Okay, and then next round, I can go in with an AK and a pistol.
Yes.
Yes, but you probably wouldn't want to, but yeah.
And then you've got like a bank or whatever that you can keep things that you're not gambling.
Yes.
So theoretically, I could keep building up things and keep... So even if I die, I'll have a reserve of inventory. Okay. Yes.
And also you're accumulating XP as you do this as well, and then your character is leveling up. So there's progression through each match.
But what does the level up do?
There's various different perks. Like you run faster, you don't get like jostled as much when you're being shot at.
It's more like a talent tree than it is like you gain health and all.
I wouldn't say a talent tree because you don't really get a choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's as you do things, it levels up certain aspects of that.
But also, you're leveling up the traders. There's 4 traders. They all use a different currency, which is interesting.
Hmm.
And as you buy more from a guy, he trusts you more, and he'll put more on the market for you.
Okay.
Yep.
So, theoretically... It could be you just play, and the trader will keep earning you stuff. So you might not have to pick shit up while you play. You could just buy stuff from
you always want to pick
it up. Okay.
Yeah. There's going to be that dummy that walks in there.
And the other question I had is, last week was a little confusing on Tarkov, but you recommend it for the $40, right? Emilio?
I can recommend, if you're a gun nut and you like PvP intense shit, this is the game for you.
Cheat?
Gun nut, though.
I want at least half of my money back. $19.99 for this game.
You mean
game.
The Patreon's money back?
I buy every other game I add. Or you mean my own money, because I actually contribute to Patreon. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway.
She's the only one on the podcast $10
a month, guys. Yeah. Does that get me? What does that get me?
Yeah, why do you keep doing that?
Yeah, new t-shirts coming out. Winner.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's hard for me to recommend this game over PUBG, just partially because of the price, and I think
PUBG's
it's
a better
not
deal.
As accessible as PUBG. I think the normal gamer, this one right over here, Chad.
Oh, for instance, you were on a different side.
Yeah,
you
no,
sec,
this one over here, Chad.
And we chose the bear side,
yeah.
And we couldn't even play together. So half the time,
so
you can't play with your friends.
That's the biggest issue I have with the game. The game itself is fine, but when you join, when you start the game, you choose a faction, USEC or bear. And once you choose that side, you cannot change. And bears only play with other bears, and USEC only plays with other USEC. So I didn't think much of it. I clicked on USEC, and then sure enough, everyone else chose bear, so now I can never play this game with you guys, like, ever. Like, I looked it up. I went through the forums. I did all this stuff. I can never play this game with you guys.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. They did say in the forums, like, the idea is down the line that you're going to have different character slots or something. So you can have a USEC guy, you can have a bear guy, you can start a new account. And I guess you used to be able to clear your profile, and then you could you could set who you wanted to be again. But as of now, I cannot play this game with anybody because of some option I chose at the very beginning. And that just seems like a massive oversight. Like, I don't know how you make
it
a game like that.
It sounds very Russian.
Every time, oh, it's super Russian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I go to Hillcrest, bears only play with bears. In my
experience.
That's true.
You want to explain the joke for the people that don't?
Hillcrest is the gay area. Bears are big, hairy gay men.
Everybody knows what a bear is.
All right,
yeah. So. Everybody loves a bear.
Bobby's a seal, by the way, if anybody's wondering.
Seal's a thing.
I was.
Yeah. It's a smooth bear. Basically.
A smooth bear?
Yeah. Like, not a fat.
Oh,
smooth. Yeah.
My goodness.
But what. What Bobby's I wanted to comment now. On was last week, the big question was, what were the graphics like? Because, Emilio, you said they weren't as good as PUBG, and we were like, that was the big selling point. When I first heard about this game, the one thing they were touting, the one thing that they said was, like, so crazy about it was the amazing graphics. Mm-hmm. And these were all screenshots, which we know can be very misleading.
Yep.
And after playing the game, I got to say, the graphics, they really aren't that good. I mean, they're not bad, but they aren't anything amazing.
They're not impressive at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know.
And there was only one skin. You were either USEC or bear, and you and every other bear person look exactly the same. So with my teammates, I couldn't tell who was Emilio or who was Moogle Mike. It was awesome, though. I got to play the game with a Russian. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. I lost all my guns because I'm... And then not only that, we were shooting each other because there was really hard...
You mean shooting me in the face?
No, you thought I shot you, but I didn't shoot you at all.
Oh, yeah, was that? Yeah.
Yeah, so Emilio thought I friendly fired him and killed him, but I just so happened
she
to did. Kill somebody
else.
But no, this game, there's a lot of work on it still. And this is what I don't like about full price early access.
Yeah.
You're not giving us a complete game. Why am I paying you the complete price for what it should be? So.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe it'll be more when it comes out. But I like how it does things differently. I like the progression, the XP system. I like how the objective is not last man standing, but you actually have to find an exit point on the map. I like how there's more than one map, and there's some sort of like larger scale thing going on. Like, you choose which location you want to go to, but the battle's happening everywhere, and people come and go. It's not like everyone joins one game. You play it out, and then you get a winner at the end. People come in and go out. So.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know.
I hadn't seen anybody for a while. I had killed quite a couple people, and I was like, okay, I must be one of the few people left on the server, right? So I'm just like running around trying to find the exit point. And then there's like two people. I shot one dead, and I didn't even realize he was with somebody else. So he had a friend. And this game is definitely much easier to play with a friend. One who's a little bit more.
You shot me in the face. You.
No, I didn't. It looked like me. I know we all look alike.
It's so weird.
In Tarkov, all look alike.
You like kind of lean around the corner. You like kind of wave, and then you kind of hide, and you're like, oh god.
But that's what you would do in real life.
Yeah, is that what you would do in real life?
No, I mean, remember, it's so realistic. No, what I did with you, I charged you head on with my knife out. And you're like, don't stab me, don't stab me. And you almost shot me. So if anything, don't shoot me, Emilio. Yes.
It's very tricky. I mean, what's the last word on this game? Weird? Weird, but potential? Weird potential.
There's definitely potential. Like, the core of the game is good. There's just some things about it, like choosing the faction and being stuck with that, and the price point that I have an issue with. I mean, other than that, the game itself is really good.
Yeah. And I like the game. I like different elements of the game. It's a game that doesn't give you everything all the first playthrough. So not playthrough, but first experience playing it. So you definitely there is a learning curve to it, which I like about it. But then also as well, is it gonna pull me away from PUBG if I have the option to play PUBG or Tarkov?
I'll go PUBG every time.
PUBG every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really think they would do so much better if they put this game on Steam. I think so many more people would play it.
And that's what it needs. It also needs an audience as well. And people to play with.
It wouldn't make as much money.
Speaking of PUBG, it hit second place on concurrent players, period. It went over Counter-Strike. Oh, wow. And only second to Dota 2.
Well, Counter-Strike is a dead game, I guess.
Well,
you heard it here first.
I really doubt Counter-Strike will ever be a dead game, but yeah. For now.
This is how it starts. All right. So what other games are you guys playing?
Are we on highlights and lowlights?
Okay, yeah.
I think we should do that.
Honestly, if we keep doing this, we're going to actually want to pre-program something that sounds significantly better.
Than a Milo?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. Because that was terrible.
Significantly.
All right. Get some autotune.
I'm significantly
in there.
Offended, Jake.
You're not above autotune, so I'm just saying.
Bobby, we didn't put League of Legends up there.
No, we didn't.
So let's talk about that first, because you talked about that last week, but I wasn't here to bring it up.
Yeah, so we got to actually play some League of Legends.
If this is your first episode, Chad sucks at League of Legends, according to Bobby, and Chad wasn't here to defend himself.
No, so you guys were actually very.
Now we're going to get into some highlights.
We already did that part, but you guys were the ones insulting Chad. I was the one saying no. Yeah,
no, you guys were very not complimentary, but not insulting.
Yeah.
You guys were just like, here's why he sucks.
Chad, it's called a comp assault.
Yeah.
And we hit you hard.
Yeah, you comp assaulted me, apparently. But we did some more League of Legends this week.
Yeah, and we've been doing good.
So we switched it up this week. I thought we did it last week, too, but you didn't bring it up, so maybe we didn't do it last week.
No.
We switched it up. She went to the bathroom, apparently, but I wanted her to respond to this. But we switched it up. Bobby and we were doing a duo lane, obviously, so we had to do ADC into support. But we switched it up, and Bobby's ADC, and I'm support. So he's the one that has to do last hits, and I'm the one that just has to help him out. And we actually did pretty good. Bobby?
Yeah. Well, we warm up with a few ARAMs, you know, and that's, I like doing it that way because then I get to learn some new characters
definitely.
You know, like work on my team fighting a little bit, and it's a good warm up. And then we go into the Summoner's Rift, which is what they call their conquest mode or their normal play.
Is Brockus or who you been playing?
Gragas.
Is he an
ADC? No. Gragas is a top laner or jungle. He can do either one.
Yeah, and I've been playing him as support, which is really awkward. So now that I've been playing more and I'm playing against better people, I'm trying to, you know, form to the meta a little bit more. But yeah, I've been playing Ashe, who's a pretty basic hero. She just slows a lot with her ranged abilities. And
she's a frost kind of ranger. She's
which
a frost
pairs
ranger.
Well with your support.
So I played a little Sona, which is kind of my favorite, but Sona's not really in the meta right now. So I switched it up and played Blitzcrank as well.
Mm-hmm. And I was liking that a lot more. I think we had a lot more success with Blitzcrank.
So Blitzcrank is like Pudge or...
He's got the hook.
Yeah, he's got the hook. That's his like main thing.
He's got some stuns and some lockdowns. And he's just a playmaker. So I felt like we were way more effective with that combo.
And we've been winning every time. Like, Bobby's getting the last hitting down. He's obviously, League of Legends is not his primary MOBA, so you know, he has a couple
his
things.
His mechanics are solid.
Well, I gotta his say mechanics this, are solid, yeah.
On several occasions, this has happened. Like, somebody has asked me, are you a Smurf? And then I'm just, like, full of myself. I'm like, nope, I just play a lot of HOTS. And then without a doubt, like, I ruin all that goodwill. Like, a minute later, I just get ganked in the middle for, like, no reason. Or I do something really stupid, and I get caught.
Yeah, like Bobby said last week, I know how League of Legends is supposed to play. I struggle a lot of times actually playing like it's supposed to be played, but I know what's going on. So he'll say like, hey, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, Bobby, you don't want to do that. Cause like, he's like, hey, I'm going to grab this jungle. I'm like, hey, your jungler is going to have an issue if you grab his jungle or whatever. So like, it's been kind of fun because I kind of know more about the game itself, but he's more mechanically inclined on it. So it's been
so
nice.
Chad, you've moved out of my life into his.
Yep. That what yeah, that's what
well,
I'm
you got to start playing League, dude. Well, I don't know. You are terrible at those games.
Yeah, he's not even.
I'm so
not
bad.
Even close.
I don't even have mechanics now.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to build those up. Like, I was terrible at HOTS when I started. It took so long for me to get good, if you even want to call it that. But, you know, it's so weird. Every time when I play League, and I'm really having fun playing League, like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just because it's like the fresh new thing.
I want to play some more.
It's so weird when I play League and I see the differences between that and HOTS, like having to go into the channel and call out your position, and then one person gets in there late and they call the position and they lock someone else,
that's
a character, and then somebody's like, what the fuck are you doing? I called it. And they're like, no, you didn't. And you're like, yeah, I did. You just got here late. And just like that bickering, and then you know the game's over before it even starts, like that kind of shit, you know?
Is
like,
it hard for you guys to get the duel lane?
No, nobody wants to play support, first of all. Support's just open.
That's why I played support when I first started this, because nobody calls support, and it's a great way to learn the game. Like, it's kind of fun having to interpret what, because I don't know the characters. So if I see an enemy running directly at me by their body language, I'm like, well, this guy knows something I don't know. I better run away because he's just making a beeline for me. You know, in Heroes of the Storm, like I know, okay, this guy's playing that hero. I'm playing this hero. I can do this to counter him. I win this fight. No, he wins this fight. You know, I know how every situation is going to play out. League of Legends, I don't. So I just kind of interpret from the body language of the heroes. Like,
but
my whole team's Russian. Okay, I guess I'm Russian too, you know?
The other thing about League of Legends is with the individual player levels, you have to pay more attention. Like, if you're three levels up, like, it doesn't matter if the dude's playing a guy that has better, you know, kill potential. If you're three levels up, you're just going to own the dude. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he's doing. You know what I mean? So
you definitely have to.
You
got to
pay more attention, and also you should be looking at what the other players have inventory wise. And you don't have to worry about that in HOTS. Like,
sounds like you guys are.
It sounds like you guys.
We've only lost
jazzed up, right?
Well, it sounds like you guys are taking the step past HOTS and learning all the things that a Dota 2 player should know, and it's like you're discovering everything that you need to know before you even get into Dota.
I always wanted to play support, but I've never had a ADC or a marksman or whatever they call it. I've never had a consistent one.
They got weird names for their positions.
Friends are nice, right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You never had an honor to just fuck shit up?
No, in Smite I have, but not in a top-down MOBA. So it's been nice. I'm glad Bobby, so like I said, the first week I was the ADC and he was the support.
I was like,
Bobby, let's switch this up. This makes no sense.
Like, one thing from playing Dota 2 a lot is understanding how much emphasis doing your role and doing your role well is. Like, you can't, not everybody can go in there and just be a jack of all trades or universally, you know, play support, you know, or like do the jungle and only do the jungle. You have to, well, yeah, you could only do the jungle. There's junglers out there, but I mean, like, you know,
do what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, do what you're supposed to be doing, and like doing it well enough where somebody else doesn't have to pick up your weight.
As opposed to HOTS, with like,
well, HOTS is a little weird because it's a team fight all the
time.
It's
a team fight all the time.
Yeah.
So there's like roles aren't that distinguished.
No, it is, but it's only distinguishable in the team fight versus.
I don't know, man. You guys want to start explaining HOTS here?
Right, let's
is that
move
what
on.
We're going to do?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, we've been having a lot of fun playing League of Legends. I want to keep playing. And I think League of Legends is a great starter MOBA. Like, Heroes of the Storm and League of Legends are the two great
Smite's
starter
MOBAs.
And I guess Smite, too. Don't start with Dota. Play one of the other three and then work your way up into Dota.
Too many damn currencies, though.
Bobby, yeah. You're supposed to do a little dance at 1 hour.
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
All right. Who wants to go next?
Oh my gosh.
How about me? I walked away for a little bit, so I haven't had much of a chance to talk. This week, there's one game and one game only that I have been completely obsessing over. Another game that was on my list of games to complete was Stardew Valley. My original review of Stardew Valley is, this is not Harvest Moon. Why is this not Harvest Moon? I'm not going to give it a chance. So now that it's been some time, and I know, you know, for something that is, you know, so close to Harvest Moon, I should really put more time into it. And so I have. In fact, a little bit too much fucking time. So with Stardew Valley, this time around, I actually, like I said last podcast, I did my research. I was pumped going in. I felt prepared. I go in. In one night, 6 hours straight, the first night, I get through half of spring, and then I'm like, "Fuck, I'm gonna restart." Which makes sense because it being a simulator game, you learn like certain tricks of the trade.
The last episode,
profit optimizing techniques.
You were talking about how you're watching videos.
Yeah, I know, but until you actually experience it and immerse yourself in it, you learn how to play the game the way you want to play it, and that's what I was able to do, because a lot of the so-called strategies that are available online, I would not fucking go near, now that I know more about the game.
Gotcha.
So everybody's got a different play style, and with Stardew Valley, it actually allows you
What's
to...
What's your strategy?
My strategy is basically...
Superfruit. All the time.
No, I am not so much of a... I like to optimize my profit, but not so much to the point where I'm just selling everything and just increasing the number. I like being well-rounded. So I like going in there, making a lot of money, but also leveling up different areas of skill and increasing my heart rate with villagers.
Heart rate? Oh.
Yeah, how much they like me. So I like doing the most in every category that I can. And with Stardew Valley, when I restarted it, I decided to install mods to it. And thank God for mods, because it's an entirely new game now that I have mods installed into it. I did not download any mods that would actually, in my opinion, alter the way the game was intended to be played. As the only mods I really installed were obviously like graphic enhancing mods.
Did they make a big difference?
A huge difference for me personally, because I want the boys that I'm wooing to be more than, you know, chunky pixels. Looking pixels. Yeah. So I downloaded a high definition avatar mod. And then I also downloaded the Look Up Anything mod, which is basically...
your first time modding.
First time modding, not necessarily. In Stardew, yes. In Harvest Moon, the first time I ever experienced Harvest Moon was through a PC simulator.
Oh, gotcha.
A PC emulator, right. Or something.
Yeah, emulator.
And when I played Harvest Moon for the first time, the most of modifications that existed back then was speeding up the game, slowing down the game, pausing the game, and saving and reloading at any time. Mm. And that was more than enough to make me like love the game and beat it. And there's really no beating Harvest Moon, but really like maximize my gameplay with just those small adjustments. But with Stardew, you can virtually adjust the game to so many different potentials.
Wait, within the game or with mods?
With mods.
Okay.
With mods. Within the game, it suffices on its own, but with someone who's tenured like me, I want a little bit more. And so with me, I installed a lot of the mods that saves me real time.
Yeah.
Versus in-game time. Like, I'm not doing anything that affects my in-game play, but things that would force me to alt-tab, do my research, take down notes, which I'm still doing, by the way.
You have to take notes on this game?
Yeah. You know what I did? I took screenshots of the game, and I went on Paint and I like copy pasted my screenshot, and then I made a diagram for my crops. Like I counted
Asians.
Out.
Yeah, seriously.
I counted out.
Bobby,
like, how
why
many
are Asians
seeds.
Smarter? We covered this.
No, like I did all the calculations.
Because they're good at rice farming.
I did all the calculations. It's so fucking nerdy. My boyfriend, when he saw me, he laughed so hard. And this isn't someone who's like not a hardcore gamer. He laughed so hard, but it really turned him on to see like how like dedicated I was. I'm so dedicated, by the way. When I came in today, I'm like, you see this acne spot on my face? Thanks, Stardew, for that. After the first night and after installing mods, the second night, I was up until 4 a.m. playing this game.
Jesus.
The third night, I was up until fucking 8 a.m.
Jesus.
Like, it was wow.
Oh, wait.
TBC all over fucking again. And I have teenage acne on my face because I cannot stop playing Stardew.
Last week, you didn't, like, talk it up a lot.
No.
So, no, not at all.
Are you all on
what
board
is
on
it,
this?
What is it?
Post mods.
Tell me in four words, what
four words.
Is making acne grow on your face? You're like, why are you loving it? Why are you addicted? What is it?
It's just being up all night.
No, I know.
Four
why
words,
are you up
all
night?
Because I am addicted to Stardew now.
Why are you addicted to Stardew? What about this game is sucking you in so hard?
I would say it's reliving.
Don't limit to four words.
Reliving a great classic.
Five words, but I'll
No. Reliving a modded classic.
This is okay. Not better than Harvest Moon.
It brings you back to your Harvest Moon days.
It brings me back to Harvest Moon, but it's still lacking certain things that I liked about Harvest Moon, but it has a lot of good things outside of what Harvest Moon has. Harvest Moon doesn't have that crafting option to it, so this feels more Minecraft. There's some Dragon Quest, there's so many things where he pulls from, like, different animes. Like the Scarecrow from Howl's Moving Castle is in here. It's a great game. It's constantly still being updated. Again, there's only one person that even created this game, but with mods, it makes it feel like a complete game, and that's why I love it now.
Okay,
we're glad you're modding now too. In XCOM, I like the way that you said that.
Hold on, though. Bobby has been talking this game up for a year now.
Well,
I haven't played it in about a year. But
Bobby, I have a question for you. Who was your bachelorette? Did you ever marry in the game?
Yeah, it was the purple-haired girl.
Abigail?
Yeah.
Abigail. The gamer girl.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
She's kind of, she's not really goth, but she's definitely more of the atypical. Like, they've got the beautiful blonde who likes all the pink stuff. She's a princess. And they got the other girl who's like
also
the exact opposite. Yeah.
They're all bitches, though, except for Penny and Emily. The hippie's not a bitch, and the teacher's not a bitch.
Maybe once you marry him.
Oh.
That's usually how that works. Anyway.
But you were saying that one of the mods saves your time. In XCOM, there's a mod that's literally named Stop Wasting My Time, and it cuts all the little cutscenes out, and it's just like, it saves like 5 to 6, 7 minutes per battle.
Yeah.
So like, sometimes...
You have no interest in Stardew Valley.
No, never.
After these two guys talking
never,
about,
ever.
Right? I'm the same way. I'm like,
there's
no
way.
There's nothing.
I could see Chad getting into it. Emilio, that'd be kind of tough.
Yeah.
But
there's no way.
I really like it.
She hated it.
Is there a shotgun?
The reason, no, I didn't necessarily hate it. I was just overly comparing it.
Can you finger bang an alien?
Alien?
What?
Can you finger bang an alien?
No.
Okay. Not interested.
Not interested.
What game can you finger bang an alien?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
If you're creative enough.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
Stick to your Silver League.
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow. I'm sorry.
More Hollow Knight, Chad?
I just want to bring this up. I played this last week. I played some more of it. But one of the things I brought up is there wasn't a lot of movement stuff you could do with it.
Yeah.
I brought Ori. It was more movement.
Yeah,
and I wanted to retract that because as I played more, there is definitely a lot more movement abilities that you get.
Double jumps.
You get dashes. You get there's an ability you get where you charge it up and you just go forward until you hit a wall. And if that forward is 8 screens across, then you could do it. So there's a lot more movement-based abilities in Hollow Knight. So it was just a quick note that I just want to bring up that I want to retract.
No, but I will say that most of these games like this, you get the movement abilities up front, and then
the
other stuff. This one's kind of backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a great Castlevania.
Hollow Knight is amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
And I will finish this at some point, but... I'm working on some other things right now.
All right.
He's not impressed.
Yeah.
No, I actually Hollow Knight is probably at the top of my wish list on Steam right now. That game, you know, I should have bought it.
Family
share. You know, you could just play it off.
We'll have to set that up tonight, actually, because I don't have your games.
He's like, okay. No. When I family share, you play my game.
Do you like Metroidvania?
I played Thimbleweed off of his account.
That's true. Exactly.
But Bobby, do you like Metroidvania?
It's like, I don't play level 5 games.
Yeah.
What's the last Metroidvania that you liked?
I'm not like crazy about Metroidvania. I love Metroid, like the original Metroid from Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
But I'm talking about the
Hollow Knight,
genre.
I think even if you don't necessarily are like that game or are into that type of game, I think Hollow Knight kind of supersedes that because everybody is just saying how good this game is. So
and
I definitely
check it out. Visuals, it's like hand-drawn visuals. But it's really smooth. Like the
Ori's better.
Yeah, Ori is better because it's like painted. It's
gorgeous.
Yeah, but Hollow Knight has a very distinctive look and is very very nice.
Nightmare Before Christmas is what I related it to.
Yeah, okay, something like that.
No.
It's less claymation though.
See, I think of Don't Starve as being very Nightmare Before Christmas ish.
Well, yeah, Don't Starve has a very hand drawn also look. Probably. Also, yeah,
it's more like a 2D game though.
All right, let's move it on.
All right.
Hearthstone.
Okay, so I listened to you guys last week, and I will talk about the shit you fucked up on last week later on. But I listened last week, and nobody wanted to play the game. But I am very interested in Hearthstone. I bought the 50-pack. I pre-ordered it. I opened up the 50-pack. One of the things that they had changed in Hearthstone is... your epics or your legendaries, you can never get duplicates on your legendaries. Remember this? I was talking about this.
Yeah.
And then the first 10 packs, you're going to get a legendary. So it was cool. I opened my 50 pack. I got 4 legendaries. I felt much more satisfied with my legendaries than I did before. One of the new card types in this expansion is the Death Knights. So you get all the 9 classes. And there's a Death Knight version, which actually changes your character, and your hero ability changes also. And I actually got 2 of those Death Knights, so I was really excited about it. I felt very satisfied with my 50 pack. I felt like
more than the other ones.
Yes.
Yeah, you get more value if you don't get duplicates.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt like I was getting them more often. Like sometimes I felt like I was going 25 packs and I would never get a legendary. And this one, I felt like after a while I would get them again. So I'm very satisfied. So Knights of the Frozen Throne, it doesn't feel as cohesive as other expansions.
But it might be the start of something new.
Okay, so it doesn't feel as like, oh, this is how you put your deck together. Like the other expansions were like, okay, this is how you put your deck together. But the downside of those kind of expansions were you only have a certain amount of decks you could make because it told you up front, this is how you put your deck together. This one feels more open and it feels much more like Magic where I can think about what I want to do and kind of put together my own deck. You know what I mean?
That's good. If it gives you the creative freedom.
Yes. And that's what I feel like this set does. It gives you more freedom in this set because it doesn't lock you in as tight as the other expansions. And some people would say it's not as cohesive, but I like that because if it's less cohesive, it lets me choose what I want to choose to make as a deck. So this is probably my favorite set of Hearthstone so far.
Whoa.
Yeah. The only downside is the last expansion had introduced quests. So they did a quest for each of the 9 classes.
Yeah.
They didn't add any quests this time. So I don't know. Are they adding more quests to this? I don't know. Did they just decide to stop doing quests? I don't know.
I don't know.
It would have been nice if they added a quest or two in this expansion. But other than that, I've
gamers that false sense of accomplishment?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. No. Yeah. And it's definitely not. I'm just joking.
And I've been playing mostly Arena, and I've been getting 7 wins pretty consistently in this expansion. Hmm. So the trick is to always play Priest, because Priest is fucking juiced as shit right now. Always play Priest, and you'll get your 7 wins.
Nerf
so.
Priest. Priest nerf.
But priests have been really bad until this expansion, so they needed it. So this is what you're at right now.
I think that go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I think that this DLC is not as important as its other DLC, which is Elder Scrolls Legends. Elder Scrolls Legends, I've been playing a ton of, and I
there's a lot of our listeners playing ESL.
And I really, really like it.
But Hearthstone and ESL, I feel are in two different spaces. You know what I mean?
I feel like ESL is Hearthstone with maybe three gimmicks going for it. And then I felt weird saying gimmick. I was thought about this in advance. But what is a card game but a bunch of gimmicks all at once?
That's true.
Right? A collection of gimmicks.
I feel like ESL, I could play single player all day.
I could play all day single player. Yes.
And Hearthstone, I don't want to play single player. I want to play against people.
Right.
And so I feel like ESL is a Magic clone, and Hearthstone, like, I feel like Hearthstone is its own thing, and I just want to do Arena, and then ESL, I can play single-player Arena with that, or I can play against people. It's much more similar to Magic for me than Hearthstone is. Hearthstone is its own thing.
And not just that, I feel like the space for individuality is much greater. Like, how many colors or whatever they are
there? There's six colors, and you do.
So there's six
two color combinations,
and there's two color combinations.
Yeah, there's a
bunch. Not just that. I mean, that's a ton of variation already. But on top of that, Bobby's fucking refrigerator is going crazy.
Can we turn on my ice maker? Is that what's going on over there? Get some noises. I honestly think I'm going to try ESL in the next.
Bobby, it's so good.
Yeah.
If I was just going to right away just put in one, two words or a few words, it would be like Hearthstone for adults. You take away the kiddie stuff and you just make it not even more complicated, but just a little more mature. First of all, with the art, the sound effects, there's no comedy in it, which doesn't make it worse. It just makes it different. I love this game. So, Bobby, so there's these like cards that are not mature yet. And as you level, you get to choose one of them. No, it gives you one, and then you choose which route it goes, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. It's not your set deck that you're improving. It's just your collection, right? So let's just say you have one of these cards that need to mature or evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do this every time you level, because there's all these evolve cards. So what ends up happening is your collection is 100% unique to your personality, and nobody, right?
Yeah, you choose like, what you think is a better option.
Like,
and then that's your set right there. So the option you chose, if Emilio chose the other option, that's his cards that he can put in his deck. But I can't ever have that exact option.
Right.
And it's very minor changes, but it adds up to a lot of changes.
Yeah. And when you're done leveling up, are you ever done? Who knows?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Whenever you're done, my aggressive nature might be completely different to Chad's supportive nature.
Yeah.
And then our decks would be completely different. And I could never draft his cards, and he could never draft my cards. It's kind of just like feeding into the way you want to play. It's fantastic.
They have a mobile. You can play it on a mobile now, by the way.
Yep. It's the exact same game, I believe.
Hmm.
And,
this is the card game right now.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this is the card game.
Nothing that you say really. I mean, you guys tell me that you really like it, and I've heard a lot of other people say that, and that's what makes me want to play it. But I like trying to explain to me like the mechanics and like the way the cards work. I don't know. That doesn't do a whole lot for
me. Mechanics are exact same.
I'm just going to take everybody's word for it because there's been an overwhelmingly large number of people saying it's good. That's kind of why I'm interested.
The two games
been out a while too.
The two games our listeners are playing is ESL and PUBG. That's
and
it.
They're
right?
So counter to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I played chat.
Yeah.
I won 2 out of 3. It wasn't that crazy.
No, but I was playing the decks that I had built up, and they did not go as well as I had hoped. So, next time.
I would like to just sample the waters, really. I normally when
it's free to play.
Games,
there's no downside to
cheating. I know, but when it comes to card games, I just turns me off. So.
But the single player, the story mode is just it's good. There's no downside to it. Just download. It's free. Download and play the story mode.
Yep.
And if you don't like it, then you can
really
delete
well
it at that point.
Paced.
Yeah. Like I said, when I reviewed it originally, the conclusion of the story mode I thought was really good. I thought it was really like.
Did that take you right into solo arena?
After the story mode was done, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that was out when you played it.
Yeah.
It's a great game, guys, and it's free.
All right.
All right, what else we got,
Bobby?
Heavily
endorsed. All right. I guess I'll talk about a few games that I've played. I'll start with the quick ones. I saw a game on Steam, and I immediately bought it. It was called the Disney Afternoon Collection.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Wait a second.
The much anticipated.
Oh, no way. DuckTales.
So
and
this is a collection of 6 Nintendo games. DuckTales 1 and 2, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, Darkwing Duck. Was there a sequel on Darkwing Duck? No, Darkwing Duck, and then what's the one right there that I'm looking at?
Baboo-looking guy?
Yeah, that guy. Tailspin.
Oh, Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Tailspin, right. Yeah.
So all these cartoons we remember from the 90s, but they made Nintendo games out of them, obviously. The DuckTales one and the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers one were 2 games that I was really into. Like, those, I loved those games back in the day. So this was on sale for $9.99, regularly $20, and $10, I just bought it just right away. It looks like it's no longer on sale as of now, unfortunately. But for $10, I immediately bought this game and immediately started playing it. And it's I bought a lot of these packs where are these games that are like collections of old games, and then they have a UI or an interface that you navigate through. And this one's done up like Saved by the Bell. It's got like the little pastel colors and the squiggly lines going everywhere. Like, it's totally 90s. But they have everything that all these other ones have, where you can like save state, load state. So if you're right before a big boss fight, you can save it and then you can load it up again. But so the cheap. Big thing that they did, yeah, it's kind
of
like cheating.
That's kind of like what I was talking about with the first Harvest Moon game I've ever played. Speed things up, slow things down, save and reload at any time. Yep.
Well, they like totally understand. Yeah, and these games, some Nintendo games are really hard. Some of them are easy. These ones are a little more on the easy side, but they totally understand you're in it for the nostalgia and you're not really, you know, trying to prove anything. So they've done something in this that I think is just genius. And I think every collection of games like this should do going forward. They have a rewind button, and it works like the rewind button in Braid. We all played Braid, right?
Yeah.
Jonathan Blow's first game. So you just hold it down and it rewinds you back in time. So if you take damage or if you die, you just rewind a little bit and you start over again right there. And it's
except
totally
for
cheating.
In Braid, that was part of the mechanics.
It was part of the game. Yeah.
And this is just...
This is
so you don't have to waste time loading and saving or using up lives or like starting playthroughs over again. Because Nintendo games, it's like when you pull the cartridge out, you know, that's the game. Very few of them had a save function like Legend of Zelda where you could actually save your progress.
I could do the entire theme song to Rescue Rangers right now.
Let's not do it.
Okay.
No.
That game.
At the end. Let's do it.
The last level on that game, and I sat through, that was the first one I played, and I sat through and I played it all the way through. Like, I think I spent an hour and a half and just beat it on one run. I still love that game. And the last level had this song that I remember as a kid thinking, like, that's good. Like, when you hear a song in a video game, you're like, that's a good soundtrack. Like, that doesn't usually occur to you, like, when you play old Nintendo games, but I don't know. I liked it.
Sometimes.
No. After, at the end. At the end.
Oh, okay.
But here's my question. What came first? Chip and Dale, the male strippers, or Chip and Dale, the Rescue Rangers? Ooh. I want to say the male strippers.
I would say
the male
strippers.
Which seems kind of fucked up. Like, why would you make a kid's show?
I don't think that's there? Why Chip and Dale was
around. No. Okay. So, Rescue Rangers is last. Then it goes the male strippers. But before that, there was Chip and Dale as the characters. For sure.
Do you think
the Chip and Dale cartoon characters existed before
the... Yes, 100%.
See, I don't...
Why would
before they wore clothes, before they talked, there were like the
why would there be strippers related to 2 rodents?
Well, they probably weren't named after that.
Probably because there's started by a guy named Chip and another one named Dale.
I don't think Chip and Dales
is
Chippin.
One word.
Yeah, it's one word. It's Chip and Dales. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it's not stop Chip it from being Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
I actually have seen Chippendales. Bachelorette weekend.
I'm watching these screenshots and it's bringing me fucking back. All four of these fucking video games. Yeah, games.
Well, they need. So this immediately prompted me to complete DuckTales Remastered because that was the old DuckTales Nintendo game from like 1990, and they redid it. And I got to the last level and never beat the game, so I was like, fuck, I just got to polish that one off. So went back, beat that game, and the remastered version was good. Like, they totally redid the art. They had all these extra bonus features and everything, but it wasn't the same as the old DuckTale game for some reason. So I'm excited they have it living on in this form on Steam. Yeah, okay. So very happy with that.
If you don't feel nostalgia like I don't, stay away from this because it looks like dog shit.
If these games hold up as far as platformers go, like the Chip and Dale's one, it actually, like, it's so fun for me to see like what they thought in terms of game design back then. Like, they give you the option on the map to go to different levels, so if you play it through more than once, you can have a different experience.
Yeah,
like, they thought of that in 1990 or whenever this game came out. But the actual, like, handling, the tight controls, like, it's still pretty good. I mean, it's pretty basic, but it holds up.
Chad.
All right. I just looked up the history behind Chippendales.
Okay.
Yeah. And tell us. Break it down.
For Chippendales the Dancer, it was it was named after a club, and the club was named after the style of furniture, Chippendale. And
okay.
And then Chip and Dale, the two chipmunks, their names are a pun based on the name of a famous 18th century cabinet maker, Thomas Chippendale, who probably created the furniture. So they're just both inspired
by the furniture.
Chippendale furniture.
Wow.
As for what does Chippendale furniture look like?
Oh, I know what it looks like.
Right? Nothing.
Nothing's coming up.
Nothing to elaborate. It's actually really pretty.
So there's something no answer to our conundrum.
Yeah.
No, wait. They were both really named after Chippendale furniture.
Yeah, okay. It looks very ornate. So something you might find in, like, in a church or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is totally appropriate. You might find male dancers in it. No, just kidding.
Yeah. So we played Crossout.
We did play Crossout.
And you want to talk
about it? Bobby, boy, were you wrong.
Yeah,
this
totally
is the best MMO I have ever played in 100%. My entire life.
We had the best time. I wish I was playing that. No, it was
dog shit.
It was dog shit.
It's like it was free to play, but I wanted to pay a monthly subscription.
Well, let's not say it was dog shit. It wasn't dog shit.
It wasn't dog shit.
It was
dog shit that was fortified.
No. I mean, it's free.
It's free. Nobody that downloaded this and play it will have fun. I'm sorry. You're not going to have
fun. Hold on. You had fun. You were just like, where's the next step? Where's the next thing?
Yeah.
And there was no next thing.
The more fun.
Yeah, there was no more fun. Yeah.
But there was 15 minutes of fun. Yep.
We played 20 minutes, and it was fun for the first 10 of it. And then the second 10 minutes was not fun.
No.
And then we said, okay, this is dumb.
Yeah. And we both deleted it.
Okay.
It looked
great.
The graphics are good. The mechanics are
I didn't think the graphics were good. We played a raid, which, okay, picture this. You're part of an escort, and you've got a big trailer that is hauling some essential shit. So picture Mad Max, and you've got this trailer, and it's hauling essential shit. And you're trying to protect this
raiders.
Essential. You're this escort mission, and you've got this essential fucking piece of material that you're escorting. Like, that sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
No, this thing is going 4 miles an hour, maybe, and the AI is coming out maybe every like 5 minutes or something like that, and we couldn't get the shit to go any faster. Like,
and we can't get the AI to come out any faster.
Yeah, it took a great idea and just shat all over it.
Yeah, and the worst part about, or no, the best part about this is when Chad got his opposite wheels shot out.
Yeah.
So his front left and his back right. So all he had was his back left and his front right. He was like teetering back and forth. He was just a circle maker. Is what it was. A donut.
Yep.
Connoisseur.
Yeah, I am a donut connoisseur. So, Yeah. All in all,
don't download this.
We gave it a mediocre out of 10.
Yeah.
Two maybe. Dicks down.
Yeah.
Two dicks down.
Yeah. So don't download Crossout.
No.
We did all the heavy lifting for you, and we told you it's shit.
All right. Yeah. See, well, I could have told you that as soon as I saw the Steam page.
Okay. Hey, but guess what? That headset that you said that nobody's ever said, I've had this for years and I've never had a problem. There is one guy that I played with, and he was like, no, I love my Logitech G, whatever the fuck you said. He's like, it was exactly what I've been saying, but Bobby said nobody ever says this. I forgot who it was. Con.
All right. Well, you found one person that has not had a problem with a Logitech G930. Okay, you did it.
Yep. Boom. I wasn't asking. He was forthcoming. Okay.
On the highlights and lowlights, I got a game gifted to me. It was gifted to me from Emilio. And I'm a little curious why he gifted this game to me. Because
it was 99 cents and it was a puzzle game? Is that the right one?
Okay. He gifted me this game called Hook. And
generally,
wait,
when
can't
a male
leave.
Gives you something, they
sit back down. Sit. Okay. Hook is not a fun game. Don't play this game. It's
your
not.
Reviews are very good.
It's not worth the nine.
Super overwhelmingly positive.
It's not worth the 99 cents. And by the way, you can't change the screen resolution. So if you have a widescreen like I do, yeah, you don't get to see the whole fucking image. So the only way I could see the whole puzzle was to go into the game and set it to 480. What is it called? Where you like, you have to do it in 480 mode. That's the only way I could watch it.
Are you talking about right clicking on the executable?
Yeah.
The properties.
Yes. That's the only way I could see the whole fucking
mode.
Puzzle.
And what's ridiculous is like literally this game is all just blank white space and lines.
They didn't factor in having widescreen in this game.
For a 99 cent game. Yeah.
They didn't have a windowed mode?
No window mode.
I doubt their target audience for this type of game was an ultra wide user.
I don't know what their target audience is.
I'm pretty sure they ran the stats and were like ultra wide users.
Well, there's a game called Line, spelled with a Y, that
I played that one also.
And that one had those basic options.
No, this one did not. Hmm. And I went into this actual problem comes up in their forums. In the community group chat, and the only resolution is the resolution I said, where you force 480 mode. And then in 480 mode, it looks like complete dog shit. So don't play Hook. Don't give them the 99 cents. It is terrible. Do not play this game.
All right. Got some glowing reviews here.
I think I might play it on my... on my flats, on my LCD, non-ultra-wide.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
All right. Last game I want to talk about.
But thank you for getting that game for me. I mean, I appreciate it.
Spending the whole buck on that.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last game I want to talk about is Oxenfree, which is a game that was recommended to me by a buddy of mine named Giddies. I used to play a lot of Heroes of the Storm with
him. About Emilio?
How about
Emilio and Oxenfree?
I'll get to that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys played it.
I didn't play
you didn't play it. I remember Emilio talking about it, and a lot of the things that he said came up when I was playing too. Like I remember some of the, I guess I'll call them criticisms of the game that you had when you played it. I really liked the game. It's roughly 4 to 5 hours for gameplay. It's not a long game. You could probably knock it out pretty easily. It's like a platforming. I wouldn't even call it a puzzle game. There's not really any puzzles.
Walking simulator?
Yeah, it's a bit of a walking simulator. Leans heavy on the story, you know, like you should if you're going to be doing a walking
simulator. Not in a bad way. Really well presented.
No, very well done. Very well done, actually. There's so many things in this game that I felt like they could have totally been cheap and like not done voice acting and just done text boxes or not done this with the artwork. And they didn't. They spent the time, they spent the money, and they made a really quality product. I enjoyed this game. It's actually on Origin Access. So if you have that, then...
Oh, you played it for free.
Yeah, well, I had the game. I must have got it in a Humble Bundle or something.
I gotcha.
So I had it on Steam. But it's got an intelligent conversation system that changes the story and relationships based on the decisions you make. And whenever they have something like that, I'm always looking for the wires, you know. I'm always looking for, like, the structure.
Triggers.
You know?
You're trying to trigger people.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know, without the connotation behind that. But, you know, like when you when you play Mass Effect, you're like, well, I want to sleep with this person, so I'm going to say this, this, and that. And that's obviously the way that I go about accomplishing this specific goal. Or when you play Walking Dead, it's like, I want to have a good relationship with this person because I want them out of it, so I obviously choose these dialogue lines. In this game, it's just not as transparent, really. So it adds to a much more realistic gameplay. So I enjoyed that. One thing that they did in this that is I've never seen before that I thought was awesome, they have behind the scenes documentary, like six episodes in the game, and it's like hidden in the options menu. You go into the options and then they have it there.
You can do the first playthrough?
First playthrough?
What? Like you can activate this and then play the game, or... What do you mean?
No, this is included in the game. So they have like a six-episode documentary behind the scenes.
Oh, you just watch it?
Yeah, you watch it. It's a video. Yeah. And they have it on YouTube as well, so you don't have to have the game to see it. But it was really cool to listen to the people explain like their reasoning behind doing a lot of different things.
Did you see the perfect ending, by the way, Bobby?
Yeah, I watched all the endings. There are multiple endings in this game. And I...
Which ending did you get, by the way?
I don't know, because there's so many of them. It's not like a good ending and a bad ending. Oh, okay. There's like several in between. But, you know, I got one that was fairly good. And, of course, afterwards I watched all the other ones. But I try not to let that influence my decision-making when I'm playing the game. And that's, I don't know. I don't know if that's the fault of the developer or my fault. Like, am I going to play this game with, as I you know was saying earlier, like, am I going to play this game with these intentions to get this certain ending and then, like, I'm not going to have an organic experience? But... Yeah, I watched all the other ones, and I guess if you play through the game again, you can get another ending on top of that. Mm. But what was interesting to me when I was watching this documentary was the reason they named the game Oxenfree, which I know, Chad, you said you did not like.
No,
this
I fucking
title.
Hate that name.
Yeah, it's kind of
a
weird
name.
It's
the worst title I could think of.
It has to do with games. Like, yeah. Ollie Ollie Oxenfree is like something.
I don't give a shit. Oxenfree is a terrible fucking name.
Well, I can't remember where I saw this, but someone explained it so well. They said, they're talking about movies. They said the title of a film should be, a good title is one that reveals itself through the film. I think Leonard Maltin might have said that, or I got it off of his podcast or something. So as you're watching the film, you realize, oh, that's why they call it. You know, Emilio, you posted several months ago in Discord a video where they say the titular line of the movie, and it was just a montage of all the times that happened. And it happens in so many movies, and it's always super cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they say, the best one of all is Hot Tub Time Machine, where Craig, what's his name?
Ferguson?
Yeah, not Ferguson. The black guy from The Office.
Yeah. He looks right at the
looks
screen.
Looks right at the camera, breaks the fourth wall, and says, you know, when they discover the hot tub time machine is actually a time machine, they says it must be some sort of hot tub time machine, and he looks right at the camera.
For like two whole seconds.
Yeah. Just, you know, lampshading that trope. But, you know, a good title is one that reveals itself as the game or the film goes on. And when they explained it, I didn't really catch on to it until I saw the documentary, but they did just that. Like, when you play the game, and especially when you beat the game, it all makes sense what the title means and what Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, what that has to do with the game and the characters.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Getting
spoilers.
To a safe point. They're like, when you get to a safe place, that's when you call on Ollie Ollie Oxenfree. Like, I'm free. So... Isn't your character trying to get...
No, you say Ollie Ollie Oxenfree when you're resetting.
Oh.
So usually when someone reaches a safe point, then they yell Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, then okay, the game starts over, everybody goes back to their positions.
Wait, hold on. I completely disagree. The title title of it of a game should get you to want to play the game. Once you're playing the game, it doesn't fucking matter what the name is.
How about Oxenfree? You did really well, Chad.
Essentially, Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, it's like a hard reset. It's basically, hey guys, game's over.
Yeah.
You know?
That has to do with this game.
Because that
thin girl over here.
That game, that title right now means I never played the game because I have no interest in playing a game that's named Ollie Ollie
Oxenfree. Well, we don't want you.
No, but what I'm saying is, if the name was a title, was something that made me want to play the game, then at least I played the fucking game and then something happened because I played the game.
From an artistic standpoint, I completely disagree. From a marketing standpoint, okay. But then how do you know what everyone's trigger words are and that you're not going to upset somebody by calling your game you know.
Okay, hold on.
Legends.
Like we're living the internet age. We know what fucking triggers make you want to download the game or play the game or fucking do whatever.
Yeah, this is PC gaming, not
bloody
mobile.
Tits.
We got higher standards.
Hey, I'm just saying. Like, I refuse to play the game because of the name of the title.
Well, you're missing out.
Can we get back? I don't give a shit. I will never play the game because it's called Oxenfree.
Can we get back to the list, please?
Okay.
Can we shut that chat up?
But you look at some games who don't have good titles, like
Oxenfree.
Chad, or Bobby, did you see the problems that I had with this game?
His name's Bobby. My name's Chad.
You're both white as fuck.
I understand that.
Oh, man.
How about the XCOM? That's not a really good title.
Yeah, XCOM is great.
It's a great game, but that great. Title is pretty fucking bad.
XCOM is great.
Sorry.
It makes you cut off the dialogue. So one of the complaints that you had, Emilio, was that it cuts off the dialogue. You have to choose your line of dialogue, and it cuts off whoever is talking. And it doesn't even give you the chance. Like, if you wait for them to finish talking, then your option for a dialogue goes away sometimes. So you actually have to cut them off, and it seems like you're not getting the whole story. But I understand how that was frustrating to me at first, but I was listening to another podcast. I think it was on the Nerdist, and somebody had been a stenographer or something for the court session. And they were saying, you don't understand how people talk. Like, a script is completely different than what people say in real life. In real life, people cut each other off. They speak in fragments. They're not coherent at all. And I felt like this game kind of mimicked life a little bit more than other games. And we're used to these Telltale games where they say their line of dialogue and they do an awkward pause and wave a little bit because the engine's all funky or whatever. But this game, like, it's rapid. And I felt like they did a pretty good job with that. I mean, the actual conversation, they're doing teenagers in this. These are like high school kids, and that's like the hardest people to ever write dialogue for. And I felt like they did an okay job with it. And it seemed like real conversations people would have, you know.
I guess you could only pay attention to the... Okay, so my character's reading a statue. Mm-hmm. And then that's cut in place. That's cut off by somebody looking at something and mentioning it. And then I can't go back to the statue and keep reading the plaque. That's where I was like, come on.
You know what? I
see what you're saying, Bobby. You can only pay attention to so much at one at a time in real life.
But what this game does in a lot of areas, I feel, is they emulate real life. In real life, you don't have a chance to do absolutely everything that you want, to listen to two conversations at once, to have people wait and then finish their sentence and then can, you know, talk to them and then they wait for you to finish and then, you know, like, that doesn't happen. So, you know, this game. And then the other thing, if I'm remembering correctly, you said was that some of the scrambled messages from the radio were really incoherent and hard to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had that problem too. It was frustrating at first, but the more I played this game, the more I realized this game is supposed to be, you're not supposed to get everything. It's not supposed to just laying it out there and like, here, this is the message, this is what we're trying to say, this is what this is being said.
In my recollection, that wasn't what I was trying to get across. Is like, when you're finally dealing with the thing you're supposed to deal with, and it's talking to you in long conversation, back and forth, you know, the final demon or whatever you want to call it, that one I couldn't understand. And it was long form dialogue back and forth. I get being like kind of like, but this was like,
no, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it sounds like the voice we're talking about sounds like it's coming over a shortwave radio. It's really hard to understand it
on purpose.
Yeah.
I get that part.
I think this is because I'm a big David Lynch fan. You watch his movies and you're just like, you got to let all reasoning and logic go out the window. And you got to be like, look, there's no solid reasoning here. There's no concrete message or anything I'm supposed to understand. It's vague. It's open to interpretation. So when I play a game like this, I'm just like, okay, you know, it's just one of those weird out there things. I'm just along for the ride. So I don't know. It kind of depends. But
if we
People
all
are not
vote,
used to that in games. People are not used to that in games.
If we all vote right now for Chad to play this game, he has to play it, right? Gee.
I think the rule is if a listener
like
buys
to play
it for you, you
I would
have
like
to play it.
At this point now, I think what has to happen is I have to play it, Chad has to play it, and we both have to give our own.
I'm not playing
opinions.
A shitty game named Oxenfree.
Knock it out in 4 or 5 hours.
I'm sorry. The name is Oxenfree. I don't give a shit what it is, how good it is.
It's a better game than your
Let's talk about some really shitty titles for some games. I'm talking about uninspired titles for games. Like,
go ahead.
No meaning. Defender of the Ancients, League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm. What the fuck does that even mean?
That's I will take that over Oxenfree all
on
day.
His own game. All right, let's keep going.
All right.
This will go on forever.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all I got on Oxenfree. I did like it. Know what you're in for.
Gee, are you going to play it?
let go of expectations.
Nothing is distracting me from Stardew right now. You have no idea. I will listen to you. I will listen to tips and tricks for Stardew Valley on my ride to work. I will run the YouTube video just like, and because I know I can't fit in time to play the game. So I get my fix by just like learning more about the game without playing the game. And it's nice because there's really nothing you could spoil too much in Stardew Valley. So it's just one of those things.
Fair enough.
It's like studying a game like Dota 2. I had to study the shit out of that game before I could go back and play another game without embarrassing myself so much. So
are we done with highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, I believe that's everything.
Cool. Now we're going to get into last week's errors and shit.
No. Okay. Is that what we're doing for this segment? Yeah.
Shit, because it was shit.
So I wasn't on last week, but I listened to it, and I wanted to give my feedback. There's a couple things that I wanted to mention, because I was featured prominently in last week's episode.
We talked about you a lot.
And all of it was wrong. The first thing, there was a whole conversation at the beginning about me liking cats and dogs. I'm a big fan of both cats and dogs.
No.
What? That's weird. No, yes. You got a favorite one.
You hate cats and you love dogs.
I grew up...
Cats are girls and boys.
Okay.
I've never heard this from you for 20 years.
So my theory is that cats are girls.
Yeah.
Even a boy cat acts like a girl.
Yeah.
And even a girl dog acts like a boy.
And I've challenged him on this and he says, you ever seen a cat's dick? And I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
He's like, yep.
Okay. So cats are girls, dogs are boys, but that doesn't mean I don't dislike either one of them. I like both cats and dogs. I grew up around cats, but
Move on. Okay, cool.
Fair enough. I like cats and dogs, but I want a chinchilla. That's my next pet. So there's that.
He's bipetual, Hellblade. Guys. Bipetual.
You guys talked about Hellblade. Yeah. Yes. Bipetual.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
All right. You guys talked about Hellblade last week.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it.
You guys, from what I hear, it is a walking simulator. Like, you guys think, I know, but you guys like, why is this only $30? Why is this all of this? It's not a fully fleshed out game. This is a walking simulator where you do things, but there's no, like, you're not, like, doing action sequences against a boss. This is like a fucking... Yeah. Okay, so you understand why this is $30 now, right?
But the graphics are AAA.
Okay, but it's a AAA walking simulator. How much is a AAA walking simulator
worth? I paid $29.99 for Soma, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I would definitely pay that price for...
Let me cut you off there, Chad. What's going on with Tacoma? And why aren't Bobby and Chi playing
this? I should be playing Tacoma. I should definitely be playing Tacoma because I really enjoyed.
Wait, who's that from again?
System Shock a lot.
System Shock.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Right?
System Shock.
No,
no, it's not from them. But I just
is it Gone Home? That
it's Gone Home.
Gone Home.
It's okay. Soma.
Is it really
same guys? Right.
Now let's move on.
Okay.
On this week's errors and shit.
Next thing that you guys mentioned. Bobby was like, he's not going to watch every episode of Dota 2. Guess what? Yes, I did watch every fucking game of Dota 2.
Did I spoil the winner for you? Did I spoil the winner?
But Bobby did spoil fucking it when he's... I was like, hey, don't share anything. He's like, hey, I'm not watching anymore because no more U.S. teams are playing. I'm like, fuck, god damn it.
Well, they did get knocked out pretty early, so I didn't spoil that much. Yeah. I mean, I think we got like eighth place or something.
And I did want to mention, because it's up here, the TL versus VP, I believe it's game two, something goes, it's like 92 minute long game or 100 and something minute long game. That game was fucking amazing. If you haven't seen that game.
How do they find it?
What's up?
How do they find it?
Well, there's a link right there that Bobby can click on if he wants to do that.
Yeah, he can't.
We'll put it. It's in the Discord. It's in the show notes.
Yeah, that game is. Yep. That's the game. Watch that game if you haven't watched any of the games. It's fucking so good. Anyways, the last one is. You guys were talking about Repose.
Repose?
There's no such thing as Repose. It's repost. Everything's repost.
Oh, repost?
Yes, it's a repost. So anyways,
did I mention that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that a long time ago, like 2 years ago, maybe something like
that. Oh, it is just repost.
Yes, so it's repost, guys. Yeah. It's not repossessed.
I thought I said something. Maybe I said something inside my head, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going on, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
that's
guys.
What I was thinking in my head, too, Bobby. So that was last week's errors and shit.
So let me ask you one thing, one follow-up question about the Dota esports. Every year when I watch these, I feel like the main event, like the last grand finals, are not as exciting as like some of the other games. Do you have that same experience, or is that just me?
I actually really enjoyed the finals because I felt like it was China versus Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally continent versus continent. And so I had that kind of feeling of...
Okay.
Because the U.S. is out of it. Am I rooting for the European or am I rooting for the China? Because if U.S. versus Europe, I feel like that's a big rivalry. Like, Europe hates America and America hates Europe. But as soon as
that's
one of us...
tournaments go, though.
Yeah, but as soon as... As soon as
it's the denominator,
yeah,
to yourself.
So U.S. is out of it now. It's Europe versus China. Who are you rooting for?
You being an Aryan German Nazi, obviously go with the European over the Asians, even though you're proud of an Asian.
Well, because there's a reputation that China just whoops up on everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, like, you see these two countries duking it out, but what happens for me is I watch all these games, and I kind of know how all the teams stack up. By the time we get to the grand finals, I feel like I already know who's going to win. I knew watching those grand finals, like, dude,
you
Team
knew
Liquid,
that Europe was going to be
Asia. But wait, hold
Asia.
On.
I knew 100% Team Liquid was going to win.
But China is just known as the Dota universe.
Yeah.
And like, so I was like, I want Team Liquid to win because I just want to mix up who's the fucking best in the world.
Is,
you know what I mean?
Like, hashtag China privilege a thing.
Yeah.
In Dota 2.
I guess.
Also hashtag China number one.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been watching Liquid just stomp everybody throughout the entire event. Like,
well, it
every
wasn't
day.
A stomp. Like,
they were beaten up.
Okay, but...
Am I wrong in saying that Liquid was in the loser bracket?
No, they weren't in the loser bracket.
Okay, I'm wrong then. Okay.
Actually, they were.
They were.
Because...
Bobby? Yeah. So go
because
fuck
yourself. Newbie never lost.
Yeah.
Until doesn't that always happen? Like, whoever's in it...
No. Not it was the first year. Time. No, first okay. time that a loser bracket...
No, but what I'm saying is... Europe was just supposed to lose against China because China is the best Dota 2 players in the world.
Because of rice farming.
So if they won 3-0 on China, that's not just a boring match. That's like a good match where somebody that was supposed to win lost 3-0.
Well, there's a lot to be said about momentum, though. Like, a big thing in esports is momentum. If you come off of a couple wins, you are way more advantaged than
somebody so don't
who's...
You can't surprise Bobby.
That's true.
He sees it all.
Yeah,
coming.
He does.
He's the three-eyed.
Not
raven.
Only that, Dota 2 is a very, I would say, emotional game, and you have to be particular about each player's temperament.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
In
they
Dota
can get,
2,
they can get tilted.
Yeah, if one person gets tilted, it's going to tilt somebody else, yeah. And then somebody else is going to get tilted. It's like a domino effect of tilting.
I got choked up watching those winners walk out.
Dude, yeah, it was
yeah emotional.
There, I was watching like. What was it, Kuroki and Miracle? They were like hugging each other or whatever. Yeah, it's like $10 million. Like this is like serious money that's going on here.
Sure.
The
Not
other
my
thing
kind of money,
that I want to mention about esports is I posted up in our Instagram that I saw where the League of Legends arena is, which is kind of right kind of by my house in LA. And so I was like, I'm gonna buy tickets for next week. It's like the semifinals.
We should go to Seattle, guys. That's next on my bucket list of U.S. cities, and I would love to go to the International next year.
I'm down.
More Patreons, please.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm gonna get tickets for next week to watch the semifinals. Yeah, they were sold out weeks ago. I didn't even realize it. But
I almost bought last minute tickets to the Dota Grand Finals, but they had already sold out.
I actually
for the final day, you can buy like tickets to go to not the group stage, but like all the other games, and it's a little less expensive. They had those, but the grand finals, no, they sell out quick.
Yeah, so I will be looking to get tickets for League of Legends next season. So
now let's get.
And I do have some contacts in Valve, so maybe we can get some TI tickets or something.
Yeah, you've been saying that for years.
I'm no longer.
Now let's get into the news.
I like all of these. We should keep all of these.
Twitch has a desktop app now. So I installed this. I ran it just, you know, like, hey, what's different about this? Not a whole lot. It's basically Twitch in an application on your computer. I don't see any point to this. There are a few things you can do on it that you can't do in other ones. They have a little more advanced messaging features. I don't see any reason to get it, though. Have you guys heard about this or tried it out at all?
No idea. Don't watch Twitch.
Nope.
Honestly, I just streamed this week, and I had no idea about this either. I'll have to check it out.
If you go to Twitch, it says, you know, it has like the menu bar at the top, and one of them is Get Desktop App. And that's where I first noticed it. It's very
okay. So they're advertising it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the things that you can do here that you can't do elsewhere, Bobby?
You can do better direct messaging to people. And they got it all listed on their site. Honestly, there wasn't anything on there where I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's actually going to enhance your experience with Twitch.
And in some ways, it's going to inhibit you because there's a lot of plugins that are made to work with your web browser that do things with Twitch, and a lot of people rely on those. So I don't see anybody really adopting this. I understand them trying to do this. Like, hey, it's your one-stop shop. You open up the app. Now you don't have to go anywhere else. You can do all this from here. So I don't know. I doubt this is really going to take off.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Secret World is getting a TV show.
Yeah, apparently it's been... somebody had bought the rights back in 2012, but now Johnny Depp's group, which is Nihilist.org or something like that, they're putting their money into it, so it's moving forward. So Secret World is getting a live TV show, so expect that coming out in the
next
year.
Hopefully it's Netflix, because they can't do no wrong.
Yeah, just, seriously.
I was just going to elaborate on
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. So he's going to divorce right now, so like his life is coming to public knowledge.
Yeah.
And I heard it's something like $7 million a week budget. That's to run Johnny Depp's life. Crazy or not, it's $7 million a week or something.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't know where we're going with that. Next thing up on the news, Vive is getting a $200 price cut. I think it's live.
Bot.
What?
Bot.
So $5.99. You're buying it?
Bought.
Bobby, $5.99 now. Is that getting bought?
I made that today.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a snap buy for me, but I was already considering it several times, but yeah, it's getting close. It's getting close for me.
Well, no way.
You want to link that, Bobby?
Yeah.
So
this includes, that's the whole package. That's with the
lighthouses. Yeah, it's just getting a $200 price cut. Everything that you would get for $7.99, you're now getting at $5.99. So as far as I'm reading this. So that's what's going on there. Next thing up.
I was kidding. I'm broke.
Heroes of the Storm's next character is Kel'Thuzad. Bobby, what's
Long
your thoughts?
Long awaited, much anticipated. Everybody's been wanting Kel'Thuzad.
What kind of character is he going to be?
He's a mage, and he's got a lot of lockdown and looks like burst damage, you know, like most mages do. A lot of frost spells that freeze you in place. So Kel'Thuzad, pretty big character in anything Warcraft. World of Warcraft, Warcraft 3, Hearthstone. I think a lot of people were waiting for this one.
Nothing special mechanically, though?
Nothing really out of the ordinary. Honestly, not too thrilled about
this. How's Garrosh, by the way? Is he worthy?
He is. I go back and forth.
What is he? Him. Is he an assassin?
No, he's a warrior.
Okay.
And they advertised him because everyone's been complaining that there's not really like any main tanks, any real beefy front tanks that have been released in a while. So he's supposed to fill that role. He's got a lot of armor when he's low on health. He has a really cool ability where he can pick people up and throw them, so he can relocate enemies. And
you
can talent into relocating your allies as well. So he does have the potential to make a lot of plays, but you know he's easily kited. I don't know. I've been playing him a lot just because I play every new hero. I just spam him until I learn him. And I have really bad games with, like, he's got some really hard matchups, so I don't know. We all wait around to see what the pros do until the competitive scene comes around, and then everybody just copies that. So we'll see once HGC starts up again.
I still don't agree with that, by the way. People following the meta. It's like, that's the pro meta. The casual meta.
Yeah, but you got to follow something.
Yeah.
How about you follow your heart?
No. Yeah, but the pro meta is great.
What if you follow
your... It makes you feel like you're playing the game the way it's meant to be played.
What if you're really, really, really good with one character?
What if you follow your heart and you lose 10 matches? Is that because you're not good, or is it because the character's not good?
At least you follow your
heart.
You
should definitely be learning from the best.
Like, wouldn't you want the best opportunity to win?
Just so everybody knows what we're arguing about. Chad says, don't never follow your heart.
Yes, that's right. Don't follow your heart, people.
You can learn a lot from competitive play in any game, but I will say this. There are a lot of people. Like, there was a streamer. He used to play a lot of League. His name is Alex Itch. You might be familiar with him.
Yeah.
Played a whole lot of League, plays a lot of heroes now. And he made this one hero, Taronda, really popular. He's like, no, check this out. This is how you build her. This is how you play her. He released his YouTube video. Everybody was talking about it on streams. The next day, every game I play, everybody's trying to play Taronda. Whether they're good at it or not, they're trying to imitate this guy. So it's crazy to me how the competitive scene, how the streamers, how they influence the way the game goes.
The YouTube influence.
They define the meta, whether or not it's right or not. And then you go look at other countries.
Hey, it influenced my Stardew gameplay for a little bit. Until...
For me, it's what ruined the Magic the Gathering. When I went into Magic the Gathering, I was making my own decks. Having a great time because I was like, this is my own creation out of these thousands of cards that are available. I think this is the best. But then NetDeck started to happen, and it ruined the entire game.
But that's completely different. Like,
what?
It's completely
different. No, it's the exact same thing.
No, because you can be good at Magic. Like, there's the skill level on Magic is a little different than a skill on a Twitch-style game like a MOBA.
I'm so glad you're going back to L.A. Glad.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
See, I don't know Magic, but I do know that the dream is to have everything balanced, and that you can play whatever you want, and as long as you play it well, then you will succeed. But correct. That is just not the case.
But that,
with a lot of games.
This kind of reminds me of specking in World of Warcraft. How you always have to spec a certain fashion
in
order to maximize your DPS. And
hold on. In MOBAs specifically, the skill cap on an individual character varies. So for an example, in League of Legends, LeBlanc has a very, very high skill cap. So in pro tournaments, she is banned a lot of times because she's so good that if a pro person gets that character, they can dominate a game. In just competitive League of Legends, she has like a 40% win rate or worse because her skill cap is so high that if anybody else but pros play her, they're going to lose. But in a pro game, she's so good that if a pro gets her, she's going to win. Now, how do you balance that character? Mm-hmm. Because
you got to make that tough decision. Do you balance around the pro scene or
that's what I'm saying.
The casual scene, yeah, and that's always a problem. And they Blizzard is,
but you don't get that in Magic. So his example of Magic is kind of,
well, I mean, that's just a time and a place too. I mean, back in the day before pre-internet, you just had to be better than the dude down the block, And then when the internet opened everything up and people started crowdsourcing everything and figuring out the best way to do everything, it kind of ruins the Magic. If you say,
I think this episode is called The Magic.
All right. Anything else news?
Last thing, Discord video is coming soon. I think about a month, they said it's going to be out. Right now, if you're part of Discord Nitro, which is where you pay $5 a month or $50 a year, you get like an animated GIF for your user icon. There's benefits to it. But one of those benefits is now you can also test out Discord video. So my big question is, this just a person-to-person thing? Like, if I make a video call to someone,
probably
or a
like
conference
Skype.
Call? I think it's like Google Hangouts where you can have a couple people there, but I don't think you can open up like a video in your voice channel. Mm.
If this is anything like Skype video, then I applaud the changes. Other than the fact that Skype like destroys your CPU usage when you're playing games and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I loved using it as a, like, outside of Ventrilo before Discord really became anything at all. I was using Skype post Ventrilo days, post Mumble, post TeamSpeak. Skype was my choice VC and for both voice and video, because my core gamer group, I was so comfortable with them. I would honestly leave my camera on all day. It's like, I would walk away. I would go away for 30 minutes and come back, and they're all chatting, video chatting, because I would game with my brothers and I would game with people who are like family. And it was just like, I didn't even have to, like, I could always just jump in the Skype call, because the Skype call was virtually, it was on during everyone's waking hours.
So what you're saying is like, it's kind of like a chat room, but with video.
Yeah, but with video. Or like a Ventrilo, or like Discord. Like if you're on your computer, you're going to jump in and you'll see that there's an ongoing video call or ongoing voice call. And as long as I'm in, like as long as I see that it's active, I'll jump in. Or even if it's not active, I'll call the same six or seven people. And some people will jump on video. Some people will just do voice chat. And like either or, it was like...
Well, we'll see how this comes
I think
up.
Most people have already migrated from Skype to Discord.
And I have myself.
Push everybody else.
Yeah, I stopped using Skype since
Discord. I think from a gaming perspective, Discord
gaming perspective,
absolutely.
But for business, Skype still kind of has a hold on people.
Yeah.
But what I read somewhere, and I didn't realize this, one of the big issues on the Skype versus Discord thing is Skype is less secure than Discord. Discord uses servers, and if you call someone on Skype, that could potentially put you at risk. They can figure out your IP or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to reread the article, but that was one huge advantage that Discord has, was just security.
Yeah. And like I said, I wouldn't use Skype now. I'm all about Discord, and if they make it a little bit more like Skype and the things I miss about Skype, I'd be all in it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, wonder what'll happen to Curse. did you guys ever use Roger Wilco? That's an old one. That's the oldest voice that I can remember. Voice chat.
Not at all.
Roger Wilco. Okay. And maybe some listeners have.
Was it MRIC? I think that's the oldest.
Oh, IRC?
Oh, IRC?
Well, MIRC was the program you'd use for it.
Oh,
that's like a text chat program.
Yeah, that's
people
like
still
the oldest
use that
version.
All the time. Yeah.
And then.
New ice cubes are yellow as fuck.
Oh, yeah, the ice maker hasn't worked in like forever and a day. All right, we're going to do some listener questions.
Listener questions! There you go.
Oh,
that was
man.
My voice.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got to save all these clips.
We got to burn through these. We're running short on time. So, number one, coming from Warconius.
It's a four-part question. Wow.
Four-part question.
Jesus.
All right, sneaking them in there. First one.
Amira. Help me up. Help me out.
The first one is
no, not that
situated.
Shit.
We're basically gonna have to answer this question by answering all the questions all at once. So it's like one, it's a single word answer.
I'll read all the questions,
and there's four
and we'll
different
go down
questions.
The line answering.
Okay.
Okay. Question number
hit
one.
Hit me up with some mixer.
What is your longest gaming session? Number two, have you ever shat your pants while gaming? Number three, boxers, briefs, or commandos?
Thank you.
Or commando. Four, does Donald Trump play console, PC, or with himself? All right. Who wants to go first?
I will. My longest gaming session was 27 hours, I think.
Uh-oh.
No, how long did we play EverQuest where I couldn't see my cursor?
Yeah, probably like upwards of 17.
Okay. So, we were playing EverQuest. I couldn't find my cursor. I couldn't even see straight. That was my longest gaming session.
I can't see my cursor. I had to point out because our computers are right next to each other. If nothing else venerates us for a PC gaming podcast, it's that. We were in an attic.
Hot as
no
fuck.
AC.
Yeah, it was oppressively
smeltering.
Hot. Yeah.
Is that a word?
Sweltering.
Sweltering.
Smoldering. Yep.
And... And at some point,
oh my god, this is terrible.
When we were
Jesus.
Up all night, Chad's like, I can't see my cursor. I'm like, click on meditate. He's like, I can't. And he's like rolling it back and forth. And I'm like pointing it out with my finger, but he's gone. It was like, okay, it's time for bed, dude.
Yeah. Have I ever shat myself gaming? And no, thankfully. Boxers or briefs or commando? The correct answer is none of the above. The correct answer is boxer briefs. There is no second option there. If you have a girlfriend, the correct answer is boxer briefs. And the number four, Donald Trump plays with himself if he can get it up.
Agreed.
Oh, wow.
Number one, probably EverQuest. Probably longer than what Chad said, but I'm not sure. Shat myself. Gaming, never. Boxer briefs, for sure. But Commando. So
Commando is Emilio's answer. He owns three pairs of underwear, and those are like special occasion underwear.
Yeah. No, if I'm working, it's boxer briefs. If I am not working, it's Commando. And then and Donald definitely plays with himself.
All right, for me, number one, honestly, I do not know. I would say, without a doubt, at least 20 hours, if not longer than 24, because my gaming sessions are in fucking tents. My longest stream session, I know for a fact, was 13 and a half hours.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it was like totally chill. I didn't even feel the pain. And then number two, have I ever shat my pants while gaming? No, I haven't shat myself, but being a girl and having girly things happen to me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. TMI, but you fucking asked.
Brought to you by Bloody Keyboards.
Shut up. And then three, I have been Commando for a while. I love going Commando. I have really thick thighs and it's hard to get any air circ down there. So if I wear anything, it's like, I'm
those,
fucked.
That's so creamy.
Yep.
What?
What?
And anyways, Donald Trump plays with his fucking toupee. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing he's fucking with.
Bobby.
Longest gaming session, probably StarCraft II, 14 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, not that long in retrospect.
Bitchy ass bitch.
I got things to do, man. I don't know what you guys do. I feel like I play more games than all you guys combined. But
probably do.
I switch it up, you know. I bet you I've had a longer WoW stint, but the thing is, like, I probably played like 10 hours of WoW, did something, played 10 hours more. Like, it was broken up.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like,
by methamphetamine.
StarCraft 2, like, I played that in one. I sat down the day it came out and I just played it and I beat it straight through. And then I played online and I think it was around 14 hours.
Every expansion of WoW, except for the most recent one, I think I would take the week off and try to hit the level cap in the week.
That.
And so I would literally play until I couldn't see straight and then I'd sleep and then I'd wake up and play until I couldn't see straight. So I'm sure I probably beat the 17 hours.
Were you like top rating guild in server?
No. This was just for fun.
Like, why bother then?
Because I wanted to get to level cap. That was my thing.
That was your goal
in a week.
Level cap?
Before the week ended, I wanted to get level cap.
I'm the one you want to talk about top rating guilds.
You were?
You don't even know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Club Foo in EverQuest. Look it up.
Oh, EQ. Oh, yep. Sorry.
Bobby, keep talking.
Number two, never shat myself gaming. Nope. Boxers, definitely 100% on that.
And wow, you're weird.
I don't think Donald Trump has ever played a game in his life.
Except,
I'd be surprised if he has ever played a video.
No, he's got a game called Nuke or Not Nuke, and we're all playing that game with him.
Yeah,
All right, what else we got?
Well played, Chad.
This is a comment from Warconi. It's not a question. You know, we accept those too in the listener questions / feedback / opinions. In light of recent race-related issues, I must say that I'm glad that DL Gaming promotes diversity. You have representation from East Asia, Latino, Anglo-American, and cybernetic. Give peace a chance.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
I also want to say we have several African-American, black, whatever you want to say, listeners, and we would love to have one of those on. So if you guys...
What? Oh, my gosh. Chad.
Wait, no,
those people.
No, what I'm saying is...
Those people.
What I'm saying is we have...
Those types of
can
people.
Can we get a brother in the room?
Yeah,
here?
That's what I'm saying. I want a brother in the room. We have white, we got Mexican, we got Asian, but we don't celebrate the...
Truly, sincerely, honest, and in all honesty, like, we say some, like, even in this podcast alone, we've, like, thrown shit around.
Yeah.
We are an all-accepting, very diverse, not just in race, but in sexuality and all of the above.
Yeah, she looked at you.
She literally pointed at me as sexuality.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, it's like we talk a lot of shit, but it's
you're trying to be funny.
It's all in
attempted good humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I think this might be a troll question here, but we'll roll with it anyway. Fastidious asks, what do you guys think about Overwatch's World League top 8 contending teams? I don't know
what that means.
Overwatch dead game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
Good answer.
Literally nobody cares. Lab Monkey asks, Bobby, you read better than I do.
Final Fantasy
15.
15. Really?
Yeah.
15?
15, yeah.
It's actually on Steam right now.
Is that the Stormblood one?
No, that's 14.
No, it's the one with the five dudes in a car.
15
top
the five
down,
dudes with
okay. cruising around.
Final Fantasy 15 for PC was announced at Gamescom today. It is being billed as the Ultimate Edition with all the DLC patches and massively upgraded graphics. However, the game is coming out slightly more than a year later on consoles. Do you think this is a good trend, getting games late but definitely in a more finished and upgraded version, or do you think it is more important for PC games to come out day and date? Another huge example is Destiny 2.
Ooh, I have an opinion.
All right.
So games that we didn't think that we were going to get, like something like this, like this wasn't even on my radar.
Wait. Hold on. My question is, would you rather have day and date a shitty port, or would you rather have a year later an ultimate edition?
The latter.
Right?
Sure.
I'm the same way. I'd rather just get... Give it to us right.
Yeah.
And even if it's not day and date, I'm okay with it.
Gee.
Ultimate edition. Hands down.
Yeah.
I can be
even
patient.
Even though you gotta wait.
By the way.
It took me a year to realize that I like Stardew Valley only because I mean, it's been updated multiple times. I've added mods into it. It feels more like a complete game. It's another reason why I sometimes early access, if I pay too much money, I'm upset with it. Like,
That's also the first time that she's ever waited when five guys were in one car.
Yep. By the way,
I have no idea.
I've heard that.
But Bobby, I want to hear Bobby's answer.
I've heard it supports 8K resolution or something. Like, not even 4K.
Final Fantasy has been known to be...
Beyond 4K.
Has been known to create beautiful games. Not the best games anymore, but beautiful games.
I saw Chad playing it. It looked really beautiful.
Yeah, no, Final Fantasy 15 is definitely worth
the play. Are we talking about the boys or the game?
Both.
Yeah.
Definitely, it's definitely worth the play.
I'd fuck most of those boys.
Yeah, those girly boys. Yeah, they're beautiful, indeed.
Bobby, what's your thoughts?
I think it's definitely worth the wait. I don't think I've ever been in the position where I can't wait for a game to come out, where I'm just like, this game, I cannot wait for this game to come out. It needs to come out as soon as possible.
Left 4 Dead 3.
That game would come out, and then everyone would be so disappointed.
Bobby sits... Mount Pius, just sitting on a 1,000,000,000 cartridges, and he's just sitting at the top, and somebody tosses one cartridge at the bottom, and he's like, doesn't affect my life.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But honestly, is there a shortage
of 1,000 cartridges?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, are we?
I talked about five games this week, and we like it's,
nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's a ton of games every week that's coming out.
I don't know. I mean, if you're a huge Final Fantasy fan, then I could totally understand being upset that you got to wait a little bit longer for this. But in the long run, and I think in the company's better interest, you got to wait till you come out with a finished product.
And if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you probably already own consoles because Final Fantasy is a console game series. It's it's a console series.
Yeah.
So you probably
Grand
already...
Grand Theft Auto 5, we waited a year for that to come to PC.
And we didn't have a problem with
it. Oh my God, this... Next listener question, my favorite of all time.
Go ahead.
All right. Tagloro asks, how about making up some other meanings for DLG, like dick licking good?
I think that's the podcast name.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean...
I'm done.
It could be. I might add that to the chicken bucket. What do you think?
Who can actually vouch for something like that, other than me?
I'm dick licking good.
I'm waiting for your vote. Chi, what do you think?
Yeah. Chi, go ahead. Tell us.
No, I concur.
Okay. Fair enough.
Podcast name.
Dick Licking Good is better than DLG.
Dick Licking Good.
Yes.
Or how would it, how we do
podcast.
It?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We racked our brains for two nights, I think, trying to come up with something, and Dick Licking Good didn't come up.
It did not.
And then 4 years later, we have our answer. But yeah, maybe we should open that up to the community so you can come up with the best acronym for DLG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Digital Logic Gaming, that's for sure.
Oh, that's for
I was
sure.
Fucking shit tier.
All right, so...
Shit tier, it's shit tier.
Yeah, it is.
Next week, what's that looking like for everybody?
Ooh, I'm going to play some games. Boom.
I'm going to get my panties wet with Stardew.
Wow.
I am transferring one company to another one. Did I mention I have four companies?
Yep.
So I'm super, super, super busy. So, Bobby ESL for me, Bobby.
Oh, I should try that.
I downloaded Batman Arkham Origins. I think I was like a couple hours into that game, and I really wanted to play one of those games. I went back to install Arkham Knight. Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, that's Arkham Knight.
Apparently, I already beat that game.
Oh.
Like, I have no recollection whatsoever of that game. I remember
no way
about it. I'm trying to. Like, Arkham Asylum was in the asylum. I remember that.
It was all inside. Arkham.
Yeah, it was all inside.
Asylum was all inside.
Yeah.
And then Arkham City had some outside.
Which I believe was the pinnacle of the.
And then Arkham City was an actual city.
Wait, no. Arkham Knight is.
Arkham Knight was like an island sort of thing.
Was that the second one?
Yeah, that was the second one. Where you just had some.
There's four of these games?
Yeah. What was the last one?
Wait, we're getting lost here, guys.
Yeah, dude. There's Arkham Asylum. The first Arkham Asylum. Okay, Arkham City. That's the second.
No.
Arkham Knight?
Knight was the second.
It was dog shit, though. That was a different developer. And that's the one that was the shittiest
one. Was
killing everybody.
This emphasizes the point I'm trying to make about this game. They are not memorable in any way. Like, they're a fun game, but if I played one and have zero recollection, like, I blacked it out, like, what does that tell you about this game? Okay, there's Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Origins, and Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight looks borderline with a bodysuit. What does it look like?
Arkham Knight's the newest one, right? The one that had a lot of controversy surrounding the release.
The second one where it was like
almost
a city?
Like Crisis.
Not a city. It was
We're not
going to
figure this out right now.
Anyways.
It's speculation.
Let's close this bitch out.
I will say that I did download RimWorld from Bobby's account, and I started playing it maybe 5 minutes, and doesn't look like my kind of shit, even though I thought it was going to be my kind of shit. But we'll see about that.
5 whole minutes. Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could take all that extra time with your busy schedule.
Because
you have four companies.
If you're still listening at this point, you kind of like us. If you kind of like us, go to iTunes, download that shit. I swear to God, it's so important.
Holy crap.
If you want us to keep going, that's pretty much the shit. All right. Speaking for Chad, Chi, Bobby, myself... We're going to go with PUBG. Didn't got to talk about titties this week. Everyone, bye-bye.